Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran's military may be on the ropes, but so far it is still able to attack its Gulf neighbors, attacking energy infrastructure with explosive drones. President Trump says the administration's upcoming request for more military funding is a very small price to pay.
This is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it.
Another $200 billion to be requested for Operation Epic Fury. He hasn't been seen in public since being named Iran's supreme leader, mocked as the cardboard cutout. He has purportedly issued another statement.
Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, called Friday for the enemies of his nations to have their security taken away in his latest message to the public. Khamenei made the remarks in a statement issued on his behalf to President Masoud Pezeshkian after Israel killed Iran's intelligence minister. It was read on state TV, IRIB. The newsreader says security must be denied to internal and external enemies and be granted to the people at large. Khamenei hasn't been seen since he was named as supreme leader after his father Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in an Israeli airstrike on the first day of the war on February 28. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
An increasing number of airport screeners calling out sick. They're not getting paid as the Homeland Security funding impasse drags on in Congress. Democrats refusing to approve the necessary funding. About 10% of TSA officers nationwide missed work each day between Monday and Wednesday, and airports in Atlanta and Houston saw absentee rates of roughly 38%. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 119 points. NASDAQ futures off 92 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. City police are investigating a Thursday night murder in Southwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2600 block of Wilkins Avenue shortly after 9:30 p.m., where they found the victim lying on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds. The 50-year-old man was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are trying to locate a suspect and determine a motive for the shooting. A man is injured following a Thursday afternoon shooting in Towson. Police found the victim in the 900 block of Southerly Road at around 3:30 p.m., and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police have not released information on the extent of the man's injuries or his condition. Investigators say the shooting appeared to be an isolated incident. And the reward for information on last year's shooting death of a Baltimore 14-year-old now stands at $8,000. Michael Hitchens III was gunned down in the 2500 block of Washington Boulevard in the Morrell Park neighborhood on the afternoon of December 13th. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Let the madness begin, and so it did in Portland, Oregon. In a call that was just as exciting as the result, Griffin Wright had it on student-run High Point University Radio as the 12-seeded Panthers take down number 5 Wisconsin 83-82 and move on, as Griffin said, to the round of 32. And then last night, a shocker of equal proportions in Greenville, North Carolina.
A long toss by Stevenson, the catch, Tayshaun.
Ian Eagle and the great Bill Raftery had the call on CBS. 11-seeded VCU erasing a 19-point second-half deficit, ties it in regulation. They win it in overtime, 82-78. Meanwhile, March Madness almost got the nation's number one team.
Tony's jumper is off, and that's it. The number one overall seed, Duke, was challenged here in the first round.
Ian Eagle again with the call on CBS. The Duke Blue Devils overcome an 11-point halftime deficit and finally take the lead with just 4:25 to play. And they survive Siena 71-65. Cameron Boozer, a man among boys, with 22-13, while Father Carlos sat in the front row. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Orioles catcher looks primed for opening day. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
WCBM News Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We officially kick off spring today, and it's actually going to feel like it. Mostly cloudy and warmer with highs headed for the mid-60s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, sending us some rain tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
41 degrees in Westminster, 41 in Easton, and 37 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday to all of you out there. It is the freaking weekend. Why am I sound lame just a bit. I gotta turn this up, all right? It's Friday. We're going to have a good time. We have a great show planned for you. Oh, man. The traffic wasn't too bad in the Baltimore region. That's because on Friday, you know, we got all these government workers. They don't know that they're privileged. But they don't usually go to work on Friday. Yeah. Or they work from home. Yeah, that's what they do. But it's easier for us on the road. So thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. A lot to talk about today. We do have a guest on the show. 10 o'clock, Senator Justin Reedy is going to join us. He's in Annapolis, of course. They had a very late night. A lot going on the Senate floor there in Annapolis. But we are going to talk about the possibility of a gas tax holiday. Obviously, oil prices are high. We know why. Everything that's going on in Iran and the Persian Gulf, for a fact. But now the Republicans in Annapolis are trying to figure out ways to save us a little money at the pump. I wish Democrats would do such a thing. But you know what? It's always the Republicans. And that's okay. That's okay. That's why I'm a Republican, because we really are the party for the people. So we'll talk to Senator Reedy at 10 o'clock. There is a bill in Annapolis on the table that might, in fact, require tampon dispensers or even just tampons in general in the men's bathrooms. And so it comes with a hefty price tag. I don't know, Brian, the producer, do you think you need a tampon in the men's room? I knew you were going to laugh immediately. No, you don't need one. No, 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 no. We are going to get into that because, again, waste of time, waste of money. And I want to get your thoughts on this. But see, these are the things that they focus on the left. Like, here we are looking at an energy crisis. We are looking at a situation. We are paying a ton of money at the gas pump. I mean, it's just like, you know, but you're talking about tampons in the men's bathroom? Really? Look, I barely see tampons in the women's bathroom. I got to be honest with you. I think I'd let you in on that one there, Brian, the producer. I know you were curious whether or not we had one. I barely see those dispensers nowadays. I used to see them way back when. And a lot of times, like, if you really saw the dispensers, a lot of times it was for, like, the maxi pads. But you rarely saw a tampon dispenser. So really, in essence, guys, you might be ahead of us, us women, with the tampon dispenser. I know this is a terrible, terrible topic to discuss at 9 a.m., but we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I do want to start, though, because we're learning a little bit more about Joe Kent and his resignation. And then, of course, with the FBI investigation. Now, all of this kind of came out at the same time. He drops his resignation letter. He talks about the fact that he felt that there was no imminent threat from Iran. You had Secretary or Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. She, like, jumped on X as soon as she could. You know what? You don't usually see Caroline Leavitt jump so quickly. But it seemed to me that she might have had a heads up that his resignation letter, not only was it coming out on you know, social media at that time, but also what it could possibly say. All right. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, obviously, and we're not privy to the information. We're just the average American. But I thought it was interesting that she jumped up so quickly to say, no, 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 no. Please understand that this guy is allegedly under investigation for possible leaks. And so that information came out within the, you know, a couple of hours of us finding out that he was resigning. And then within those hours, we also found out that he was doing this exclusive sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson, which, again, and I said yesterday, or even the day prior, I said, look, obviously this was coordinated. I mean, obviously he talked to Tucker. And as I said, I saw nothing wrong with that. I saw nothing wrong with that. You see that all the time. If somebody resigns or if they're, you know, doing anything, they're having a baby, they say they're really famous or they're getting married, you know, they will coordinate with, the, you know, a PR firm or with someone else and they'll figure out, you know, what's the best avenue. How can I use such a large platform to get ahead of this, right? And that's the thing. It felt like he was getting ahead of something. So usually if you resign, it's, you know, you drop your resignation letter and you go, you know, on vacation and have a couple pina coladas, right? I mean, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. But, you know, you could tell that he was getting ahead of something. And I couldn't tell if there was damage control there, but there was something there. Right? And I think many of you felt the same way as you called in the show and you sent me your text messages. Real quick, don't forget, you can always text live here in studio. Call the show if you have the app. Go to the App Store. It's free in the App Store. Just type in WCBM 680. Makes life a lot easier. Obviously, you can stream the show at WCBM.com. And you can jump on any podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn. So those that are watching the live, if you want to jump on the show, I'm here till 12 o'clock noon, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12. All right? So you can also listen in on those avenues as well. But like I said, I wanted to just kind of start out here with what Dan Bongino had to say about the Tucker Carlson, Joe Kent interview, because many of us were looking at this and we thought, it seems a little performative, right? So here you're kind of jumping out in front of something. I don't know what that something is. And now you sit down and you're repeating the same talking points that Tucker Carlson has been giving us for the past 3 or 4 weeks. And not only that, Tucker Carlson isn't pushing back at all. Now, I don't look at Tucker Carlson as somebody that doesn't really, you know, take somebody to the mat and ask them tough questions. I think Tucker's got a high IQ, and I think he usually does a great job with that. But he did not do that at all with Joe Kent, and he's dropping all this information on us, whether it was about Charlie Kirk, whether it was about Iran and the imminent threat, but he provides zero proof about anything that he says. He just says it. And so it's like the trust me, bro kind of thing. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, you know, you got to give us a little something, something, right? And as you sit down for an exclusive interview and you give us what you could have said in an email, I don't know. And then also on top of it, this is why I didn't watch it, you know, immediately, because it was behind a paywall. Tucker Carlson was charging money for people to watch it. So here I am, you know, slowly getting the dripped clips that people are posting online, trying to put all the pieces together. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. You know, and that's the first time I've seen Tucker Carlson have an exclusive interview behind the paywall. Usually he uploads everything right on X because he has a contract with X. So I thought that was interesting, too. Anyways, Dan Bongino, here's a guy that's in the mix. Here's a guy that I trust. Dan Bongino is, you know, he actually used to, you know, holler out here on the radio station every once in a while when he was here in Maryland. And he ran a what I thought was a great campaign here in Maryland. I know some people give him a little crap for it, but I thought he did a great job. People don't know what it's like to run in Maryland as a Republican. They don't know like we know. You know what I mean? So Dan Bongino, he gives his reaction to the Joe Kent, Tucker Carlson interview. But the clip I have for you is when they were talking about Charlie Kirk. Take a listen.
This, you know, I mean, if
an attempted murder of a presidential
attempted
candidate.
Murder of a presidential candidate, and then there's another assassination attempt. There's been multiple public breaches of President Trump's security over the last year.
Yeah, correct.
And then, you know, Charlie Kirk is killed publicly in a very horrific way. And we're not really even allowed to look into that at all.
Okay. Okay. Listen, folks, this part I have to just leave here. This is some of the most disgusting, unethical, and immoral stuff I have ever seen. Leveraging the death of my good friend, his brutal murder, his assassination that the whole world watched in all of its horrifying gore for your podcast appearance, you're disgusting. Thank you for your service to the country. You're also disgusting. This is filth. This is just filth. I wasn't allowed to ask questions, Joe Kent. I'm just going to leave that there, folks. And all you people defending him right now, I'll accept your apology later. You watch. You weren't allowed to ask questions? Sure about that? Sure you want that on the record, Joe? You weren't allowed to ask questions? Really? Go ahead.
I'm not even allowed to look into that at all. And Charlie Kirk was one of President Trump's closest advisors, and he also advocated heavily against a war with Iran. He was in the
Oval really?
Office.
He did? That's fascinating, because I've had conversations with Charlie too. I don't talk about them because the man's dead and I don't like to invoke his name for podcast clicks, okay? Only to remember him. And I'm not going to do it now. You sure that's how Charlie felt? Matter of fact, I've got a clip of Charlie. We're going to play.
Again, that's Dan Bongino on his podcast. He was reacting to the comments that Joe Kent made on Tucker Carlson's podcast about Charlie Kirk. Now, Joe Kent goes into detail there, and he says that he was, and we talked about this a little yesterday, he was standing there talking to Charlie Kirk in the West Wing at the White House, and he had all these details. He was like, well, we were right by the stairs, and he said this, and he said that, and he has all these details, and it's... It just, I don't know how to explain it. And maybe this is Joe Kent, and I don't know his personality. But maybe he felt like giving those details would have made it, you know, much more real for people. They could really imagine it. So I'm not going to, there was like somebody that kind of studies body language. They were saying that Joe Kent was lying. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. I wasn't there. All right. And I don't read body language for, you know, I'm not an expert. But it did seem very performative. And when you put on top of it some of the things that Dan Bongino said in his podcast, he did say, he said, look, you know, and he shared a clip of Charlie. He shared all these other things that were very recent as well. Okay. Where Charlie was said, look, I'm going to kind of lead this up to President Trump and his decision making. And so he also talked, Dan also talked about Joe Kent and the fact that, you know, if he wanted to, he could have brought more information to Tucker's interview because he was, in fact, the director of counterterrorism. He says, you know, Joe, before he was over, you know, no longer allowed in some of these classified meetings, he did get a lot of classified information. And he said at this point in time, you know, he could have let in just a bit more. And we talked about this yesterday. You know, he kind of implied, he goes, well, you know, I think some people knew more about Charlie Kirk's murder. And this is what, you know, some podcasters have been saying, that TPUSA is somehow involved. That clearly is not true. I mean, that's just ridiculous to even think of such a thing. But Joe Kent did say, you know, some people, you know, are involved in the cover-up. Some people knew more than they're letting on. And then he goes, and then we talked about this. And then he goes, but, you know, I can't really say more because it's an open mic. Well, here you are. You sound just like some of these bozo, you know, podcasters that's like, oh, I have this feeling, I have this vibe. You know, you can't do that. And here, you are the director, the former director of counterterrorism. You've got to bring a little more to the table. All right, you're not a podcaster yet. Maybe this is what you'll do after now that you've left the administration, but you got to bring us a little bit more. Anyways, that was Dan Bongino kind of weighing in on that. And when we get back from the break, I do want to play a sound from you because John Sullivan was on with TPUSA's Andrew Colvett and Blake Neff. You know, they're still carrying on Charlie Kirk's podcast. And I also see people, you know, questioning that. Don't forget, you know, Charlie Kirk had a podcast deal. Okay, and I believe he's with Salem Radio, but he had a podcast deal. Like, we used to carry Charlie here on WCBM at 4 p.m. Before he was murdered. You know, there's a deal and there's a contract. And if TPUSA thinks they can carry on the contract, that's what they're going to do. I mean, you know, it's still a business at the end of the day. Is it awful that Charlie was assassinated? Absolutely. But is Andrew Colvett and the rest of them, are they trying to pick up the pieces so that they don't renege on these contracts and his family can still receive that money? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's, you know, that's what a friend would do. You know, I see all this stuff online and you're just like, dude, what is going on? And, you know what it is? I think people just don't know how this all works behind the scenes. That's what I think it is. And I think these podcasters, they take advantage of those that don't know how this works. Anyways, we'll get into more of this when we get back. Real quick, I want to go to our friend, Tim Herb, with RBC Wealth Management. He's got the Morning Market Flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Friday morning. Good morning, Tim.
Friday morning. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just happy that it's Friday. The weather's getting a little warmer, it seems.
You think the snow's behind us?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. The snow better be behind us. Or me and Mother Nature, we're going to have to fight. I don't know.
I don't know. My grandmother, late grandmother, reminded me many years ago when I was younger that when she was a little girl, there was actually a blizzard or snow in the month of April. And we're going back a long time ago, Kim. But I guess Mother Nature can surprise you when you least expect it. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm in the, hey, let's get into the spring, warmer weather, sunshine, all that good stuff. Brian actually just mentioned to me a moment ago, I guess today the first day of spring?
Oh, yes, it is. March 20th. Yeah. Look at Brian, the producer. I forgot. He didn't even tell me. You got the inside.
Well, hey, as far as markets are concerned, not the best news, unfortunately, to report here on the first day of spring, Kim. Markets are down here pre-market. S&P right now is on track, unfortunately, to say, on track for its fourth losing week in a row. Yesterday, markets again were volatile. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.44%, S&P shed 0.27%, the NASDAQ down 0.28%, and the surprise, I guess, for the small cap companies, the Russell 2000 index yesterday actually posting a positive gain of 0.65%. So, again, most of the U.S. equities finishing lower yesterday and Thursday trading. S&P 500 ending just below its 200-day moving average, so not to get into technical analysis here this morning on your show, Kim, but that's not the best sign when you see an index, in particular the S&P 500, dip below that 200-day moving average. We had a lot of technology names across the board, notably much lower than anticipated. Tesla, probably the most out of those notable Magnificent Seven decliners. We had other laggards, other sectors of the economy, like home builders, food, the staple and retail industry, machinery, and other parts of the economy also trading lower, not just technology here yesterday. West Texas Intermediate crude oil settling up about 0.1%, as did Brent oil also finishing up 1.2%. So people, I think, have to get used to, unfortunately right now, paying higher costs for gasoline at the pump when they're looking to fill up their car, their vehicle, Kim, right now with all the conflict taking place overseas, some of the geopolitical tension, again, still alive and well when we look at the overall markets. But right now, West Texas Intermediate futures are falling sharply post following news that we're seeing, you know, right now taking place overseas. Overall, that was yesterday, actually, but, you know, this morning Brent futures were about 1.7% higher at $110 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate futures for oil are currently at $96.78, but the markets right now, again, trading lower. Dow is down pre-market, Kim, 171 points. S&P 500 futures, unfortunately, also in the negative territory, down 24 points, and the heavily technology-based NASDAQ currently down about 117 points. So even if we get a nice pop back in the market here today, doesn't look like it's going to be enough potentially to lift, you know, the overall markets to bring that S&P 500 index back into positive territory for the week. So again, right now averages are on pace to post their fourth losing week in a row for the S&P. Not the best news to talk about here on a Friday, but hopefully things get better into next week. We get through this first day of spring, Kim. Let's enjoy hopefully some warmer weather this weekend, and I look forward to rejoining you on Monday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Build your team, build it sooner. Leave your match on ZipRecruiter.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. All your roles, fill them sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes. Convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Happy Friday. Happy first day of spring. You know, found out through Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management, not from my producer. It's all good. I forgot about it. You know what? And Olivia did remind me. I totally forgot. So speaking of Olivia, I am on pins and needles. I think I told you guys. Today's her first big field trip. And they got on the bus this morning. I had to drop her off at school at 6:30 a.m. And she's all excited. She actually changed her outfit. She had her outfit all picked out last night. She changed it last minute today. And she's like, well, this looks better with my fanny pack. I said, all right. Anyways, they're going to New York City. They're going to see the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. And they're having lots of fun, apparently. And they won't be back till later tonight. But you know how that is. You're a parent. You probably know how it is. I don't know who the bus driver is. And I barely know the chaperones. I barely know anything's going on. And so I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to get over it, okay? We're not going to let that, you know, destroy me today. I'm going to say no to that. All right, we're going to get back into this with Joe Kent here real quick. I don't know if I have enough time to play the Don Sullivan clip. Do I have enough time to play that? No, we'll take it back to 9:30. All right, well, just so you guys know, Don Sullivan did join the Charlie Kirk Show. Like I said, Andrew Covet and Blake Neff, they're now from TPUSA. They're now hosting that show to continue his, you know, contractual obligations, obviously. But we're going to get into some of the details here because, like I said, we were wondering what Joe Kent was being investigated for by the FBI. We did see Caroline Levitt's comments and some other people say it was a possible leak. But now we're getting a little more information into that. So we'll get into that after the break. Also, there was a man shot and killed in Pikesville yesterday. Not something that you usually see. We'll discuss that. And then also, beware of a new text scam for tolls and violations. Did you guys get the text message? I got one. It was a scam, apparently, and there are some members actually the federal office. I saw Johnny O posted about it, a few others, and they're talking about how this scam is really getting a lot of people. But basically the scam is, you know, it's for whether it's light cameras, you know, toll violations, and it talks about suspending your license if you didn't get the text already. But it goes into all this detail. And I think that's how it's getting people. I'll go ahead and tell you about it. It's getting people because it has so much detail. And if you're like me, and I want to pat myself on the back, because so far this year in 2026, I have not received a speeding ticket. Yes, in case you didn't know, I generate a lot of revenue for the state of Maryland. But I have not received one yet, knock on wood.
But when I got the text, because I get these tickets all the time, I thought it was real. So then I'm like, wait a minute, did I not pay something else? What do you mean suspending my license? So then I went online, and I know how to look up, it's in my favorite browser, actually. I go online and look up my account with Maryland to see, you know, if I have any outstanding tickets, and there was none there. And then I went back online on X, and I saw everybody posting about this scam. So if you receive a text message saying that you have a toll or a violation, check Maryland's website first to make sure with the DMV that it is actually true. Because apparently, according to elected officials, it's getting a lot of people, and they are paying a ton of money. All right, coming up next, we'll get into the details here from John Sullivan about the FBI investigation into Joe Kent. And then Senator Justin Reedy is going to join us at 10 a.m. from Annapolis. So stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran is spreading its war with Israel and the U.S. across the Persian Gulf, striking key energy sites. In Kuwait, a refinery was set on fire along with a warehouse in Bahrain. Saudi Arabia says its air defenses shot down Iranian drones, and Jerusalem came under attack overnight. Israel's prime minister is dismissing claims that Israel dragged President Trump into the war. Quoting Benjamin Netanyahu, does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? That tax refund you're counting on may already be spoken for, going to pay for higher prices at the gas pump. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $3.91 this morning, and that's up 3 cents from yesterday. Airport delays persist as the partial government shutdown drags on, TSA workers not getting paid. More details, srnnews.com.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guarantee rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. How about this for a little change of pace at the Trey Hendrickson press conference?
I'm excited to go to OTAs, right? Like, I'm excited to be a training camp. Like, I'm a football player. I like to put my hand in the dirt. I like the smell of the grass. I like my cleats sweaty when I come in from a hard training camp practice. Like, that's what I built my brand on.
Wait, what? A player saying he actually digs practice? I wonder if Lamar will dig the OTAs as well. A lot of Orioles baseball to recap from yesterday. With only 2 games left in sunny Florida, looks like at least one bird's ready to head north. This ball's muscled into right field, was up and in, and Basayo takes it up and out. Samuel Basayo is ready for opening day. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Samuel Basayo, come on down. A pair of homers for the $67 million man, powering the Orioles to a 5-2 win last night over the Pirates. Trevor Rogers looks ready as well. 5 1/3 of 2-run ball, 7 hits, and 7 strikeouts. Now that was the nightcap. Daytime baseball had the birds lining up in Tampa against the Yankees.
3-2. Drill deep to left field. Will this one stay fair? It will. 2-run blast for Colby Mayo.
Call on the Yes Network New York as Mayo continues to hit. His second spring homer, 11th and 12th runs driven in, but the Yanks score 1 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th. They beat the Orioles 5-4 was the final. And finally, stop me if you've heard this one before. Angels pitcher and former Oriole Grayson Rodriguez may start the season on the injured list. A dead arm is the culprit, according to manager Kurt Suzuki. Coming up in 30 minutes, March Madness lives up to its billing.
And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast. As we kick off spring today, it is going to feel like it. Mostly cloudy and very warm with highs headed for the mid-60s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight. That's going to send us some rain late on this Friday night into early Saturday morning. But after that, a warm weekend will follow with highs in the upper 60s on Saturday and low 70s by Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plasky Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
We're talking about Dan Bongino unleashing Joe Kent on his podcast yesterday. He is visibly upset with what's going on. Dan is not happy. And so I did see a couple text messages here. I got a text that says, I saw that Joe Kent is from Oregon. He's very confused. And most likely will be confused if he saw tampons in a man's bathroom. Thank you, Texter. And I also saw where someone said that they believe Kent is a bold-faced liar. You know, and like I said, I'm not willing to call the man a liar. I look at this situation, and it just doesn't seem to be adding up as of yet, right? We saw the resignation letter. There was obviously a very coordinated PR campaign as the resignation letter dropped. That's not unheard of. It does happen. But I guess, you know, what was said in the resignation letter was interesting, to say that I have to leave because there was no imminent threat to Iran, and then to find out that there was an FBI investigation that predates, you know, the attack on Iran. It's just, it's like, wow, you know, why even throw that in there if you were not even in the classified meetings about Iran or knowing what's going on at all? I mean, it sounds like he knows just as much as the rest of us about whether or not there was an imminent threat. For sure. And look, a lot of people will even point out, I mean, Iran has always been a threat. It is no secret that they fund terrorism. They funded terrorism that has happened here on the homeland. And if that's not a threat to you, then maybe we're just two different people, and that's okay. I wanted to get into what John Solomon said on TPUSA's Charlie Kirk show in regards to what the FBI investigation might be pertaining to. Take a listen.
He's under investigation for leaking classified documents. The investigation is being led by the FBI, and apparently the investigation started before his resignation. What do you know, John Solomon?
Yeah, that is an accurate description of what we know. Several months ago, the FBI began examining a potential leak of information and technology that they believe is connected to Joe Kent or his office. That has been ongoing. It is nearing a resolution, and it's in that period of time when it's nearing a resolution. Often when you get to this point, you get a notification that you're either a subject or a target of the investigation. Target means you're about to be indicted. Subject means your behavior is being examined. It's usually around the time of resolution that you get those notifications. Now, we don't know if that happened, but we are told that the decision on whether charges are to be brought is going to happen soon. This does go back into last year, late in 2025 is when the investigation allegedly began. And then all of a sudden on Monday, he dropped that bombshell of a letter. And, you know, again, when you look at the whole of Joe Kent, you, no matter what happens in this outcome, he's a man who was deployed 11 times to a combat zone in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's an American hero for doing that. He lost his wife to a combat attack. She also was an American patriot and lost. That part of his career stays intact. But if you go into the civilian side and you're trusted with intelligence and you don't handle it properly, there are going to be consequences, particularly in this administration, which is very serious about prosecuting links. And so we'll have to wait and see what the evidence is. But there was an investigation ongoing before he ever released his letter expressing his dissent for the Iran operation.
Yeah, Tulsi was asked about this. DNI Tulsi Gabbard, SOC 27.
Do you agree or disagree with what this letter was put out by former Director Kent?
He said a lot of things in that letter. Ultimately, we have provided the president with the intelligence assessments, and the president is elected by the American people and makes his own decisions based on the information that's available to him.
But do you agree with, does that statement he made, blaming Israel, concern you?
Yes.
So that was a pretty significant moment there, John Solomon. Because a lot of people link DNI Tulsi Gabbard with Joe Kent, thinking that they are ideologically in lockstep. Yeah. That was a break right there.
Yeah, that was a very significant moment.
Okay, John Solomon with TPUSA's Andrew Covet and Blake Neff. As I said, they fill in now on Charlie Kirk's podcast. And so they were talking about this. And so if you heard something on the tech side of things, right? And we were talking earlier about Tucker Carlson and his claim that he has a source that told him that the CIA was, in fact, reading his text messages. And that's what he was saying. You know, when you're kind of putting all these pieces together, and seeing, you know, Joe Kent jump on his show for the exclusive, and they were so ready to go. I mean, it was just, but you, I mean, look, you could jump and coordinate that easily, but again, it was in within the hour. So I would assume that he had talked to or spoken to Tucker Carlson beforehand. And this actually goes with the question of the day. And if you want to weigh in on this, of course you can if you'd like, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But it kind of goes with the question of the day today, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's there on WCBM.com. If you have the app, just click on the poll tab there, and it'll pull it right up for you. Very simple questions I have. Why do you believe Joe Kent resigned from the Trump administration? Here are your choices. Disagrees with attack on Iran. That's what was noted in his resignation letter. The FBI investigation that we've since learned about, or both? Many of you are already weighing in. All right, so far, 56% of you believe it was due to the FBI investigation. 24% of you believe it's both, and 20% believe that it's because he disagrees with the attack on Iran. Please go ahead and take part in that poll. And then we'll talk about that at 11 o'clock hour, because I do want to see kind of where you sit on these things. You know, it's very, very divisive on X. There's a lot going on X. You know what? I will say this. X is like a whole other world. And I know I said it yesterday, but it truly is. And it's like, you know, people on X, I don't know if they go out and touch grass or do anything other than sit on X, but you know, you got all these people that are going off saying, well, you know, if the CIA is reading Tucker's text messages, you know, the GOP will definitely lose the midterms. They'll definitely lose in 2028. And it's just like, there's not enough people on X to lose the midterms. If they just decide not to vote for the GOP, it's not enough. It's not enough, but they're all living in this little bubble on X, and it's like they believe that everybody else is there, and that even when this latest CNN poll dropped, saying, you know, it was like 100% or something like that, 99.9% of Republicans agree with President Trump and this attack on Iran, and like that came out on X, and those that are like, you know, opposed to all this, they were like, I don't believe it, that number's too high, you know, like... I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? And I said the same thing. And Rob Smith and I are friends.
Ralph Smith is with the Log Cabin Republicans. He was with Turning Point USA for a long time. He's a good guy. He's been getting a lot of flack, though, because he was on that trip to Qatar with a bunch of influencers. They think they, you know, received a check or something to go. I don't know. That's not something that I would even dig into. Not my business. I'm not counting anybody else's coins. But at the same time, you know, he's been getting a lot of flack for that. So anyways, when they started with the attack on Iran, and just so you know, Rob Smith, you know, he did serve the country. I want to say, was he in the Army? Well, let me not say, because I can't remember exactly which branch. But he did serve for quite some time. And he said, look, I served myself, and I do not want to see us go into any other war. And, you know, he also was deployed at one point in time to the Middle East. And I was thinking, all right, well, you know what? You know, this is a guy that's been there on the front lines. But he said on X, he was like, yeah, if you notice, you know, nobody wants this. Absolutely no one. And so then, of course, we had just ran the poll here on WCBM. And, you know, quite literally, I think it was like, you know, 91% of you do want this war in Iran. And so I said, hey, Rob, I know that you're, you know, you do a lot here on X and you run polls here on X. I said, just so you know, on my show on WCBM, you know, the majority absolutely want to see this happen. And I think it's different, you know, where, you know, kind of depending on the platform. You know, and he says, no, no, no. And people got mad at him. He says, no, 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 Kim, you know, you have a bunch of boomers and old people listening to your show. And boy, did they unleash on him. I didn't even have to say anything. I like literally within 10 minutes, there were people on there like, I listen to Kim's show all the time. I'm no boomer. And who cares if we're boomers? Who cares if we're old? If anything, we know more about this than you do, you young lad. You know, it was craziness. And I was thinking, I'm like, well, first, yeah, why would you say something like that? You know, why would you say something like that? But now also, secondly, like I said, they live in this bubble just on X. And also, I do think it's also because X is the way that it's monetized. You know, it's different from Facebook or anything else. On X, you know, the amount of, like, replies that you get to a post, the more money you make. So if you say outlandish things and people go in your comment section and say, well, this is just ridiculous or this is stupid or you're an idiot, all of those comments make you money. So a lot of times you'll see people post the most outlandish thing you could possibly think about on X because they're making money off of it. And so that's the part of the monetization on X and the part that Elon put in place that I wish he would change. Because that's what's leading to a lot of, you know, just kind of like, I think the fights, the divisiveness in the party, like the infighting, I think that's what's leading, you know, a lot of that because people want to make money off of it at the same time. And right now, those that harass and say negative things about Erica Kirk, if you're on X, you might see this, but they're making a ton of money. Because there are so many people in the comment section that are defending Erica that it ends up being a post where, a ridiculous thing, saying Erica was part of a cover-up, right? Say something like that. That kind of post will get you over 2 million views and all these likes, and it will get you thousands of comments. So that post alone could make somebody, you know, a couple hundred bucks if they just said something negative about Erica Kirk. So anyways, I wish they would change that, but who am I? Who am I? I'm just Kim Klasick on Kim Klasick Live. But please, go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll because I want to get your thoughts on that. Again, why do you believe Joe Kent resigned from the Trump administration? Again, disagrees with attack on Iran, FBI investigation, or both? Because it could be both. Could be both. I want to get your thoughts on it. All right. I also want to talk a little bit about the bills that are coming out of Annapolis and what's going on there. You know, after we speak to Senator Justin Reedy at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk about this one bill which would require tampons in men's bathrooms. And I do want you to weigh in on this one, okay? So it'll be about around 10:30. But here's what they're calling it. Delegate Kathy Shalega, she said that they're now nicknaming it Tampons for Timmy. And she gets into it. And, I think it's pretty funny how she does all this. But, you know, at the same time, as I told Jeff, you know, before he left filling in for Sean Casey this morning, when you see something like this, a lot of times, most times, it comes from other blue states. We saw this in Minnesota. We saw this in California. They were pushing this in Austin, Texas, remember? So, and I tell people, you got to pay attention to what they're doing in these blue states, because that's exactly what they end up doing here. So when you're seeing things, you know, being implemented and put in place, and you know, by Gavin Newsom, you know, for Wes Moore to compete with Gavin Newsom, because it is clear that he thinks he's in competition with him. It is clear that Wes Moore thinks that he's going to take Gavin Newsom on in a presidential election in 2028, right? And so you can see that they're going kind of back and forth, and everybody's calling, you know, Wes Moore now, you know, Gavin Newsom East. And it's kind of true. Because to keep up with, you know, what's going on over there in California, to be this ultra-progressive, you know, candidate, he's got to continue to do the same thing. So anyways, now we're talking about tampons in men's bathrooms. And again, it's really upsetting because this is also going to cost a lot of money. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it could, just to start, it could cost us $400,000. As I mentioned earlier, and Brian, the producer, I was telling you, I don't think we have tampons in the women's bathrooms. And maybe, you know what, ladies, maybe you can fill me in around 10:30 when we get into this discussion, but I can't recall the last time I've seen tampons in the women's bathroom. You know what, maybe at a ball game, maybe at M&T Bank Stadium, and that was when I was upstairs, like in, you know, the new suites and everything they've got going on there. I was with like a high roller that day. It wasn't that anything I could afford, but I was up there, and he was, you know, having all these people up there and all his friends, and so we were able to go, and in the bathroom there, I believe I saw a dispenser. But I can't recall any other time that I've seen tampons in women's bathrooms. And so if this bill would mandate it in men's bathrooms, again, you're going to be ahead of us. You're going to be ahead of us. The men in Maryland will have tampons before women. Could you imagine that? Anyways, we will get into that. And don't forget, coming up next, we are going to be joined by Senator Justin Reedy. And before he comes on, I did want to talk a little bit about the man that was shot and killed in Pikesville, something that you don't usually see. Real quick, before we go to break, did you know Town Appliance and Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you could only imagine. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, and Maytag from more than 70 brands they offer. And in my experience with Mayer, is absolutely wonderful. He's so helpful and happy to answer any questions that you may have, whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. It's a great time to stop it. So don't forget to go onto their website. If you want to, you can go to their website today at townappliance.com. And when you're there, look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a nice coffee machine. Good luck to you.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think one of the main challenges is when Steve Witkoff told me they had 460 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium. We have to ask the question and we have to deal with it before we leave. Is where is that enriched uranium? Because that's the uranium that if they ever get the ability to enrich again, that could be turned into weapons grade in 7 to 10 days. That's a problem. That's a big problem. I think getting rid of the remnants of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, that's going to be part of the problem. Ensuring the safety of the Strait of Hormuz, that's probably the last part of this. I would imagine that we will take control of Karg Island, considering that is the lifeblood of their entire economy in Iran.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, time now for a little spring cleaning, and I know right where to start. Go drag your old dated wireless contract out of that closet, beat off the dust with the broom, and freshen things up by switching to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data for just $25 a month. No contract, no cancellation fee, no overseas customer service if you need help at any point. And maybe you'll like them as much as my listener, Sue from Cincinnati. She says, quote, I have had no issues with Pure Talk. I'm pleased to know that my telephone service is supportive of our veterans and our military. Thank you. I'm truly fortunate to have followed Sean Hannity's advice. Anyway, thank you, Sue. And now it's time for you to follow my advice. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Let Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team help you make the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. #250, keyword save now, do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. From Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Hi, Dr. Lerfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit, just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, happy Friday. You know, there's this pair of boots that I've been looking at online. And now every website I go to, right, whether it's Fox 45 or anything, it pops up. It's like an ad now that just pops up. Don't forget, you want these blue cowboy boots. I do want them, but I don't want to spend $258 for cowboy boots. But they are so cute. They're on the website Revolve. Oh, my gosh, they're so cute. Brian, the producer, I know you care. No, he's like, okay, whatever. They are. They're cute, but $258, I don't know if I could spend that. And then we don't usually get a spring in Maryland. So if we're going straight to summer, this is what goes on in my head, by the way. We go straight to summer, and then usually, like, you know, if your feet sweat, you don't want to have cowboy boots on in the summer because that's gross. You know, I guess you could wear them. People do wear them. And it's not like you can wear them on the boat, right? So how much wear am I getting out of them? I guess I could put them back on in the fall. It's not like my feet are still growing or anything. Anyways, personal problems. First world problems, I will say. I did want to point out, because this is something, I'm going to give some free campaign advice. A little bit of consulting here for Councilman Conway running in the 7th District, all right? In case you missed it, in Pikesville, just before 5:30 a.m. yesterday, Baltimore County police officers were called to the 8300 block of Scotts Level Road. When they arrived, they found 43-year-old Tyrone Luster, who was shot at least once. He was taken to the local hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Now, of course, there were homicide detectives on the scene by 9 a.m., and if you can imagine waking up in Pikesville to a scene like that, not something you are used to hearing. But what really caught my attention about this story, condolences to Tyrone's family and all of those involved. Hopefully they get this guy or gal, whoever did it. But beyond that, I saw the comment section. And this is the part that really caught my interest. One commenter said, as the neighborhood changed, crime increased. The problem now is there's no place to go, and it's everywhere. Somebody responded to that comment and said, it's been this way for quite some time now. Somebody else commented on that and says, like, granted, it's sad, but the neighborhood was quite different not even 10 years ago. Another comment, Pikesville, what's beautiful? Now it's Parkville West is what they're calling it. Another commenter, I know folks that live in certain parts of Pikesville that are very nice neighborhoods. Unfortunately, you drive a couple blocks and it's like the city expanded into the county. There's like 50 comments here that are all about the same with the same thing. Here's my free advice to Councilman Conway, if you care to beat Infume. And Fume, once upon a time, obviously, we've talked about this before, very in with the Baltimore Jewish Council. You know, he's all like, you know, chummy and you know me and blah, blah, blah. You've got Izzy Patoka, the councilman, trying to run for county executive. He seems to only care about illegal immigrants. Let me tell you something, Mark Conway. If you go in and actually care about the Jewish community and you are a Democrat, I guarantee you, you will get a lot more votes from that community than you're probably thinking that you will receive. And Fume has done nothing for the Jewish community. Izzy Patoka has completely abandoned the Jewish community. And now you see all of these things happening, like the shooting in Pikesville, way too often. All right, coming up next, Senator Justin Reedy will join us from the State House in Annapolis.
If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orasine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. Rescue Orasine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts, get outside more, and stay consistent with your fitness goals. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orasine and get one free. Or call a product consultant today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orasine at res-q.com. Use the code MYENERGY today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Iran continue trading heavy blows with energy infrastructure taking a hit.
Iran's war with Israel has spread across the Gulf, raising fresh fears about global oil supplies. On Friday, Kuwait said Iranian drones struck the Mina al-Almadi refinery in two waves and sparked a fire. And Dubai reported heavy explosions as air defenses intercepted incoming fire. Then Bahrain, shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia also reported shooting down drones. For its part, Israel says it started new strikes on Iran and people in Israel heard sirens. Oil prices surged and Iran has tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. I'm Charles Tillitesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is dismissing claims that Israel dragged President Trump into the war.
Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on. President Trump always makes his decisions on what he thinks is good for America. And may I add, I think what is also good for future generations.
That tax refund you're counting on may already be spoken for.
Economists from the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research report that the average U.S. household will spend an additional $740 on gas this year because of the jump in the global oil prices following the attack on Iran. If that estimate holds true, it would gobble up nearly all of the additional money people are slated to collect in tax refunds this year. That's according to the research.
Correspondent Bill Alexander, AAA's national average for a gallon of gas, $3.91. That's up 3 cents from yesterday. Airport delays persist as a partial government shutdown drags on, with TSA workers not getting paid and some of them calling out sick. The Dow is down 139 points, NASDAQ off 261. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from consumeraffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today!" Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 $1,000 a year. And because he literally wrote the words "switch today" in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that the Baltimore City Council held a Thursday hearing to discuss smoke shops in the city and how to deal with illegal products and sales to children. Council members spoke with representatives from the members of the Baltimore Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the Health Department to find out more about citations and enforcement efforts for shops that don't follow the law. And a Baltimore police officer has pleaded guilty to an off-duty assault in Fells Point. Officer Morgan Benosi admitted to punching a fellow officer and another person and spitting on her husband, who was also a Baltimore police officer, at a SWAT holiday party in December. Baltimore Circuit Judge Melissa Finn accepted the plea agreement and sentenced Benosi to probation before judgment. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Let the madness begin, and so it did in Portland, Oregon.
Come on, the glass slipper! It's a Cinderella story in Portland, Oregon! For the first time in program history, Hodgman breaks through. We will see you in the round of 32. Oh, what a feeling!
In a call that was just exciting as the result, Griffin Wright had it. On student-run High Point University Radio, as the 12-seeded Panthers take down number 5 Wisconsin 83-82 and move on, as Griffin said, to the round of 32. And then last night, a shocker of equal proportions in Greenville, North Carolina.
A long toss by Stevenson. The catch, Tayshaun. Yes, that's it. Upset madness. VCU comes all the way back to defeat North Carolina.
Ian Eagle and the great Bill Raftery had the call on CBS. 11-seeded VCU erasing a 19-point second-half deficit, ties it in regulation. They win it in overtime, 82-78. Meanwhile, March Madness almost got the nation's number one team.
Tony's jumper is off, and that's it. The number one overall seed, Duke, was challenged here in the first round.
Ian Eagle again with the call on CBS. The Duke Blue Devils overcome an 11-point halftime deficit and finally take the lead with just 4:25 to play. And they survive Siena 71-65. Cameron Boozer, a man among boys, with 22 and 13, while Father Carlos sat in the front row. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Orioles catcher looks primed for opening day. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-7000. 6000.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We officially kick off spring today, and it's actually going to feel like it. Mostly cloudy and warmer with highs headed for the mid-60s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, sending us some rain tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 in Boley's Quarters, 43 in Pikesville, and 44 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. We're going to call this the Annapolis Hour. Like I said, we're going to get into the specific bills around 10:35 a.m. So be ready to call in with your thoughts on what some of the bills sound like for you as they're being proposed, whether they're going to make your life any better. Are they going to make your life any worse? That could be a possibility. We'll talk about all that then. Right now, I'm happy to be joined on the phone. He's a very busy guy, just like all of our senators there in Annapolis, with Senator Justin Reedy, who represents the 5th District in Maryland's State Senate. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. You guys had a late night last night. Is that the case?
Yeah, this week has been the week before the crossover date, so we're doing double sessions and, you know, as I'm one of the people leading the opposition, with Senator Hershey as the leader and I'm the whip, we tend to get our voices pretty tired because we're having to talk about a lot of problems with a lot of the bills. So maybe a couple good ones, but a lot of bad ones. So we're working on it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of those bills. First, you know what? We'll start out with the possibility of not paying gas taxes. I mean, look, we are talking about a gas tax holiday. I know a lot of people will look at this, Senator, and think, you know what, at least they're trying. I know you were talking about this. I think you guys had a press conference on it yesterday. If you could give us the details on what that would look like, how soon it could be implemented, and then, you know, if whether or not Democrats agree.
Well, the way it would work, 4 years ago when Russia invaded Ukraine, it helped to cause a huge spike in gas prices. There already were supply chain issues because that was when we were coming out of the COVID sort of the COVID era, and so in a very bipartisan way, you have to pass a bill. It can't be done by executive order. The governor can't just do it by himself. But Governor Hogan supported, and the General Assembly at that time passed a 30-day gas tax holiday. And they used some money that they had set aside to sort of backfill it so that the Transportation Trust Fund wouldn't be negatively impacted. So that's kind of the mechanism for doing it. Now, of course, because we have budget problems, it's a little harder to backfill. But the way it would work is you, for 30 days, would not pay the 46-cent Maryland state sales tax, which we estimate would be, on average, about $7 per fill-up. Which would be a real help. I mean, that's something. You know, people who probably fill up at least 3 or 4 times a month, that's some significant savings. And so that's how it would work. Now, unfortunately, even though we just announced it, we just sort of rolled it out yesterday because it was an idea we had. There are a lot of procedural hurdles to getting a bill introduced this late, and the Democratic leadership, the Democratic Senate leadership is sort of unwilling to want to move that along. So we're kind of stuck. I actually was hoping it would be something to be bipartisan because, as I said, 4 years ago it was done, and we had bipartisan support. So the House now is going to try it through a budget amendment this coming week because they still have the budget in front of them that can be amended. So we already passed the budget out of the Senate. So we'll see. Governor Moore responded that his spokesman responded in a very sort of nasty way that he wasn't that sort of this Donald Trump's war and, you know, all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of rhetoric. So I don't know that there's much hope for it, but we felt like we ought to talk about it. It's something that would really help Marylanders.
No, and we appreciate that. Again, we're speaking to Senator Justin Reedy. We do appreciate that. And $7, you know, per fill-up, that is something for sure. You know, now that prices are somewhat high. Hopefully they'll go down in general here soon. And Senator, you know, I I remember a time where you were warning everybody in Maryland, and especially legislators there in Annapolis, about the fact that the COVID relief funds were going to run out. You were telling everybody about the fact that the surplus was dwindling. And it seemed to me that Governor Wes Moore and some of the Democrats weren't really listening to you at that time. And then it happened. And so now, you know, they're talking about the state possibly facing close to $4.9 billion in legal fees due to child sex abuse claims. And I saw that you were speaking out on this, and I just want to ask you, is your colleagues, are they listening to you and Senator Chris West and others that are raising the alarm this time around?
Well, I think they know. This really popped up last year. Back in 2023, the General Assembly passed this bill to remove a statute of limitations on going after child sex abusers. The goal was to go after, frankly, the Catholic Church and some other institutions. But because it was always raised, if you do that, what about state institutions and government? They just decide to pass it all. And I would want anybody who's been abused to be able to get just representation and remuneration. The problem is when you remove a statute of limitations and say you can go back forever, the reason we have statutes of limitations is because you have to provide the ability for somebody to actually defend themselves against a charge also. You know, so the problem is when you remove that, we have people who were, they allege that they were, and I say allege not to disparage them, people who have some pretty compelling stories, but also a lot of other people that may not have as many compelling stories saying they were abused in state care when they were in Department of Juvenile Services back in the 60s or 70s or 80s. So now they're all coming, and the General Assembly, not only did they remove the statute of limitations in 2023 in a bill, but they basically said you could sue per occurrence up to $900,000 the state or a county. Well, per occurrence can actually, if you're depending on how you interpret it, can mean every time it happened, not just one time.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm getting maybe too much into the weeds, but then last year the General Assembly realized that this was going to be this huge, even though myself and Chris West voted against that bill because they didn't put any sort of real limits on it, and we knew the taxpayers would be on the hook. So we voted against that bill, even though it was a tough vote because you're not wanting to vote against giving victims the ability to sue, but because they weren't the appropriate safeguards. Well, then last year they tried to change it because they saw, oh, it's this huge liability. So we've capped it, but there are a lot of people, there are thousands of people who already had sued that can sue for the full amount. And so there's these cases take a long time, but the bottom line is there's about 12,000 cases out there that can sue for up to several hundred thousand dollars. So that adds up very quickly. Now, there probably will end up being a number of settlements, but if we don't get settlements, there's liabilities. I know the report from Fox 45 was $4.9 billion. The liabilities are actually much higher than that. Don't know that they'd end up being higher than that, but we're talking about billions of dollars. Billions of dollars that the taxpayers will be on the hook for because the state can't really defend itself very well against credible charges from 1975 because there are no records. So if somebody shows up and has good, you know, from a long time ago, can show that they were in a facility where this kind of activity was going on, child rapes going on and things like that, they can pretty much, like, they're going to be able to get at least a settlement, if not the full amount. So it's a big unfunded mandate, and there's still nothing in the budget set aside for it.
Wow. I mean, this sounds like a nightmare, Senator. I mean, I appreciate you guys raising the alarm here because, you know, like I said, similarly, when you were telling, I guess, Governor Wes Moore and some of the Democrats when they were hiring more state employees and you and Senator Hershey were saying, no, we need a hiring freeze, they didn't listen. And then they had to go back and do exactly what you suggested. And I look at this.
People ask, where did the surplus go, Kim? I hear this all the time. Where did the surplus go? Well, number one, that the surplus, in fairness, was built. That $5 billion surplus, a chunk of that money was one-time money. And what the Hogan administration was doing was taking some of it to plug specific holes, like if you had a one-time capital expenses, you know, that you'd take some of the money and pay for capital improvements, like, you know, upgrading infrastructure or whatever. And they were keeping a lot of it aside, saying, let's preserve a lot of that money. Hogan wanted it. We wanted to do more tax cuts, too, and they didn't want us to. But now what Moore did is, it's not so much that he wrote a $5 billion check at one time, but what they did was they just didn't slow down any of the mandates that they had forced through on Blueprint and other things, Medicaid, Blueprint. There's these mandated spending that if we don't change it, we're obligated to spend that in future years. So that's why there's these projected deficits, because it's really all about, can you control spending? You know, the revenues we have coming in, the budget this year goes up by $3 billion. It goes up after we raise all these taxes. It goes up partly because there are rising costs. I mean, there are things that are more expensive now, but it goes up. So it's not that we don't have enough revenue. We're certainly a little bit stagnant in our revenues because of our bad economy. But you have to manage the budget properly. And so what happened to the surplus is they didn't readjust their desires to mandate spending, higher and higher spending increases on things like K-12 education with no real accountability. So that's why we've ended up in this situation where we're behind. And then if something like this comes up, the sex abuse lawsuit, that's an extra chunk of money that could just be required that has to come from somewhere. And the somewhere is the taxpayers.
Yeah, this sounds like such a mess. I mean, you know, and I'm trying to follow it. Obviously, there's so much going on with the budget itself
and
the cuts.
It's hard to follow it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it is sad, but at the same time, you know, Senator, I wanted to ask you. Maybe you don't know this, but do you know if they're going to go through with the red line? I know they were talking about possibly, you know, putting that on hold.
Yeah, at this point, I believe that's basically on hold. They're still sort of like studying it, but there's not going to be any federal money for it. In this administration in Washington, which I think is good because I don't think it's a bit of a boondoggle. I don't think it's something that would be a good use of our transportation dollars. We already are struggling in our transportation trust fund. So at this time, I don't believe the red line is moving forward. Now, would they like to move it forward? Yes, but they don't have the federal side of it, and that's where a lot of the money would come from.
Okay. All right. And then I did want to ask, obviously, you know, we've been talking about it. Everybody calls in, Senator, about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. You know, I know that you're in Carroll County, but this is affecting, you know, so many different people. You know, the commute's been hard. Truckers, obviously, they're affected by it as well. Do you know if there is any movement on the rebuild? And then financially, I do wonder how much we, the taxpayers here in Maryland, could possibly be on the hook.
Well, at this time, I do believe the federal money will be there, and then that once a lawsuit recoups some money, that would backfill money that we and perhaps even the federal government spent. The state sometimes has to put out a little bit of money on the front end for different things to cover different costs while they're waiting to get it backfilled by insurers, by insurance, which can take a while, as I'm sure you know. As far as the speed of it, I mean, look, I think it's unacceptable it's going to take this long, and I think one of the there's no question it's a complex project. It's not something, I know we all love how Ron DeSantis gets bridges up overnight in Florida. It is true that this is not just like a concrete bridge over a small, you know, river. It's a big project, but it shouldn't be, the idea it's going to take all these years is really, to me, that we need to cut through a lot of the red tape. And I think the real tell about whether a governor is effective or not, putting aside how you feel about their ideology, and we you and I, of course, disagree with Westmore's ideology, but an effective governor, no matter what their party, needs to be able to get the job done much more quickly and be much more clear about why it's going to take how it's going to take. And I think that's a key question in the next election, is who can say, let's get things like the Key Bridge done much quicker, under budget, and get the job done. Because you're right, I'm going to tell you, my commute back and forth from Annapolis, when I'm not down here in Annapolis, I don't have to drive back and forth around 695 quite as much. But it's a nightmare. It's taking me probably 30-40% longer to get back and forth from home than it used to. And I know it's truck traffic. It's all these things. The bridge is not the only factor, but it's a huge factor with a commute. Not to mention if you're a trucker that now has to go the long way around. It's not good.
Yeah. Financially, they're getting screwed up as well. Well, Senator Justin Reedy, before I let you go, thank you again for joining me today. But what can we be excited about? What can we be happy about? You know, before you go, give us some good news.
Well, look, I mean, I think that, you know, this energy debate that's going on right now, what the House of Delegates passed had a tiny bit of relief, which is not enough. However, implicit in what they did was an acknowledgement that Empower and some of these other programs that the state has inflicted on ratepayers is what's driving a lot of the immediate cost. Energy prices are higher too because we don't have enough in-state supply, which is also the Democrats' policies basically coming home to roost. But they're having to admit that they at least have some responsibility. I'm hoping in the Senate we can get more relief put into that bill. We're certainly going to try. We would, of course, have some. We would get out of Reggie. We would do a number of things that could provide a lot of relief. So if we can get at least some more relief, I think there's a path there. Hopefully, we'll see. And then also, look, I mean, there are some things on law and order that we've been able to get through. We've been able to stop some bad bills this year on a number of issues that would have raised taxes or would have added more cost to job creators. But, you know, we have to do more. There has been an acknowledgement that they're killing their own economy. The Democrats have acknowledged it very tacitly in a number of ways. The only thing we got to do is now try to push through to get more policies passed. To repeal, a lot of it's repealing bad things. It's not about what you're going to do. It's about getting rid of things you've already done. And we've seen a little of that, but it's not enough. We need to do a lot more. So the positive is I see an acknowledgement that energy, we've got to change how our state does energy and get away from some of this, from all this over-reliance on solar and scale back some of these environmental programs. I would get rid of things like Empower entirely. They're not going to do that, but slowing it down, scaling it back to provide ratepayer relief, that's at the very, in the very least, that has been something that is getting more traction. So that's a positive. But look, it's tough. This election is going to be so important, Kim. 2026, every state senator, every state delegate is on the ballot. So we talk about governor, we talk about Congress, but, you know, your state legislators and your county officials are pretty much in every county in Maryland are on the ballot. So I know your listeners are engaged, but get engaged at that level because we need more good state senators and state delegates that have common sense and will work for conservative principles to help us grow our economy and make the state get back to a state where people want to, you know, want to live and not have to leave.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, Senator Justin Reedy, thank you so much for fighting for us there in Annapolis. And thank you for joining us today. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. When we get back, we'll react to that interview there. We really are on a hook financially, but we'll discuss in just a moment.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message the Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. As always, our unusual suspects, the one and only Mary Walter, Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, Christian Toto from Hollywood in Toto, plus great comedy from Jim Gossett, the only conservative talk show in America that features such things. Don't miss it. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Again, thank you, Senator Justin Reedy, for joining us. I know he's probably tired. I appreciate him joining the show. They've had late nights, long days there in Annapolis, and they are trying their best to keep the Democrats from spending so much money. That's basically their job for 90 days, trying to keep the Democrats from spending our money. Esther, I did get your text message here. She says, Kim, for some reason, I can't find the past week's recordings of your show. I love listening, and I'd love to know where I can find them. Thanks for everything, Esther from Baltimore City. Esther, I looked. I don't see the show either, but I'm going to get right on top of this, and I'll get an answer for you. Thank you for pointing that out before the end of the show today. I apologize for not keeping track of it myself, but I'll find that out. Also got a text here from Donnie. Donnie just said, I bought all new appliances yesterday from Town Appliance, and he met Mayor. You know what, Donnie? Congratulations. And see, now they have the sale going on. You guys, Town Appliance, again, they do have a beautiful showroom. So go down there. They're at Oaks Mills right off of Reisterstown Road. And Mayor, you know, you got two mayors there. And they are really fun, and they're funny guys. All right, we were talking about just the financial situation here in the state of Maryland with Senator Justin Reedy. It is a serious issue. And when we saw this bill pass before, and this is something even Glenn Gilhar was talking to us about, the Child Victims Act, which eliminated the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits related to child sexual abuse involving state agencies or services, allowing survivors to file claims regardless of when the abuse occurred. We knew from the very beginning that the Child Victims Act was absolutely stupid. Now, of course, as Senator Reedy said, you want for those victims to have justice or to find justice. And we understand that. But there's got to be a limitation here. And I understand that they felt like they were doing the right thing. See, this is the thing. You know, they say like hell is the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I think that's what was happening here. Right. They were meeting all these victims. Remember, they were having all the protests and the rallies. And trust me, it breaks my heart as well. And then that's long lasting trauma. I get it. But now you're in a situation, and like Senator Justin Reedy said, $4.9 billion, that's on the light side of all of this. Over 12,000 cases, claims. I mean, come on. We're already being bankrupt by the Blueprint for Education. This will absolutely bankrupt the state. I mean, this is, you know, look, I don't know how they're planning to pay for this. I don't know how they plan to do it. You know, whether it's over time, I didn't get a chance to ask Senator Justin Reedy, is there anything in the rainy day fund? Like, what are we working with? I know we have the $1.5 billion deficit, I, and then we heard Senator Bill Ferguson putting money into that ice rink, right? $500,000. Problems. All right, we get back. Tampons and men's bathrooms. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A key oil refinery in Kuwait is among the latest targets of Iranian drones. The attack set the refinery ablaze. The Saudis report their air defenses shot down incoming drones. President Trump says that he thought price hikes for energy would be even worse, adding that the war will come to an end soon. Prices at the gas pump are up another 3 cents since yesterday. AAA's national average as of this morning, $3.91 per gallon. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the U.S. was not involved in Israel's attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field. President Trump has asked the Israelis not to do it again. Tough guy actor and martial arts master Chuck Norris has died. His family calls it a sudden passing. Chuck Norris was 86. Wall Street, the Dow down 283. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How about this for a little change of pace at the Trey Hendrickson press conference?
I'm excited to go to OTAs, right? Like, I'm excited to be at training camp. Like, I'm a football player. I like to put my hand in the dirt. I like the smell of the grass. I like my cleats sweaty when I come in from a hard training camp practice. Like, that's what I built my brand on.
Wait, what? A player saying he actually digs practice? I wonder if Lamar will dig the OTAs as well. A lot of Orioles baseball to recap from yesterday. With only two games left in sunny Florida, looks like at least one bird's ready to head north.
This ball's muscled into right field, was up and in, and Masayo takes it up and out. Samuel Masayo is ready for opening day.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mass, and Samuel Masayo, come on down. A pair of homers for the $67 million man, powering the Orioles to a 5-2 win last night over the Pirates. Trevor Rogers looks ready as well. 5 1/3 of two-run ball, 7 hits, and 7 strikeouts. Now that was the nightcap. Daytime baseball had the birds lining up in Tampa against the Yankees.
3-2. Drill deep to left field. Will this one stay fair? It will. Two-run blast for Colby Mayo.
Call on the Yes Network New York as Mayo continues to hit. His second spring homer, 11th and 12th runs driven in, but the Yanks score 1 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th. They beat the Orioles 5-4 was the final. And finally, stop me if you've heard this one before. Angels pitcher and former Oriole Grayson Rodriguez may start the season on the injured list. A dead arm is the culprit, according to manager Kurt Suzuki. Coming up in 30 minutes, March Madness lives up to its billing. And that is Stein on Sports.
Let's be honest. You are way too with it to be thinking about long-term care and care plans. But step one of aging well is admitting you're aging. You can't outsmart time, but you can plan for it. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that keeps you in control, at home, and ready for whatever comes next. Because denial is a strategy, just not a great one. So set up your strategy today. Learn more at WesleySecureCare.org.
Here, Fox 45 forecast. As we kick off spring today, it is going to feel like it. Mostly cloudy and very warm with highs headed for the mid-60s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight. That's going to send us some rain late on this Friday night into early Saturday morning. But after that, a warm weekend will follow with highs in the upper 60s on Saturday and low 70s by Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beal.
Amazon Business empowers leaders with smart business buying tools, leaving time to focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future at AmazonBusiness.com.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Yeah, I'm just thinking during the break, you know how on the left they allow you to identify as something that you are not? You know, to get out of all these taxes, can I identify as a resident of Delaware? I'm wondering, can I identify as, you know, just a resident of some other state? I'm going to check this out because I do not want to be on the hook. I really do think this Child Victims Act, and again, I feel bad for the victims. I feel bad for the families. I can only imagine how traumatic that was to the ordeal. You know, some of these kids were hurt at school, at church. I can't even imagine. At the same time, there is no way the state is going to be able to afford to pay these victims. They're going to have to tax us a heck of a lot more. So we shall keep an eye on that. Again, thank you, Senator Justin Reedy, for joining us. Don't forget to go to the poll question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Why do you believe Joe Kent resigned from the Trump administration? Here are your options. Disagrees with the attack on Iran, FBI investigation, or both. So don't forget to weigh in. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Right now, I told you to get your finger on the button because I want you to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to hash this out. We're going to have to chat about this. Tampons in men's bathrooms. As I mentioned, I can't recall tampons in women's bathrooms, but you know what? Why should that stop any legislator in Annapolis for ensuring that men have tampons? I got some sound for you to take a listen to here, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Critics like the Republican Freedom Caucus took a jab at the bill with a nickname. The legislation has strong support, but public opinion is mixed.
That would be a little bit, it'd be weird.
Confused? Yeah.
Many men are surprised there's a bill under consideration requiring hygiene products, including tampons, be available in men's and women's restrooms in all public buildings.
I don't think it's necessary. I mean, we come from out west where it's more on the norm, but I see no reason for it.
Women we spoke with are okay with it. Do they cross the line if they include men's bathrooms?
I don't think so. Sometimes people get embarrassed to ask and to tell their partner, hey, I don't have any tampons, I ran out. And, you know, you have a loving boyfriend, loving husband that goes, oh, wait, there's some in the men's restroom. Let me go get them.
I don't see an issue with it. It's not something that for me seems like it's an issue. That's a problem.
The bill is sponsored by Anne Arundel and Howard County Democrat Terry Hill. She was unavailable for an interview. We wanted to know what inspired the legislation. Bill critics offered a motive.
What do you think this is really about?
Well, there's some conversation about transgender women using men's bathrooms.
The Republican Freedom Caucus opposes the measure and took a jab by nicknaming it.
So I've dubbed this bill Tampons for Timmy because it explains to people what this bill does. This bill puts tampons in men's bathrooms across the state of Maryland, including Raven Stadium, Oriole Park, men's prisons. And I just think it's very, very expensive and, most importantly, totally unnecessary.
Several state agencies, without officially opposing the bill, expressed concern about the cost of carrying it out. For example, DNR estimates startup costs alone would be nearly $400,000.
It's evolving times, so you just never know where things are headed. But would it bother me? No.
A bill analysis indicates a reliable cost estimate is not feasible without more information. The legislation is up for a final vote in the House. Reporting from Annapolis, David Collins, TV 11 News.
Tampons for Timmy. That's what we need. That's what we need. But this is the part that really gets me, right? It's like, well, you know what? I'll go back. There are two things that really got me going. All right. One, several state agencies, without officially opposing the bill, expressed concern about the cost of carrying it out. For example, the Department of Natural Resources estimates that starting this, just the startup costs alone, would be $400,000. So almost as much as repairing an ice rink in Patterson Park. Are you kidding me? We are broke. We are broke. And then here you've got the Delegate Terry Hill. Again, she's in District 2A there in Howard County. And she's the one introducing and sponsoring these bills. This is how you know. The lobbyists, the fools, the organizations that like to do this kind of crap, they are the ones running Annapolis. They're the ones that are telling those in office what to do on the left. And we talked about this before Jeff left this morning. He was filling in for Sean Casey. And I said, these are people that can be bought. These are people that can be bought. There's no way in the world. Why would Terry Hill? And then, did you hear that from David Collins? That she wouldn't do an interview, she would decline the, you know, questions. What do you mean? So you can't even answer questions about this? This takes me back to last session. Remember they wanted to put condoms in vending machines in elementary schools? In which actually passed the House? Thank goodness the Senate has a little more, I don't know, intelligence? I mean, this is really bad. I want to get your thoughts on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So the price of it, that was the one thing that stuck out. And the second thing, as David Collins was going around and he was asking questions about this. Would it bother you if tampons were in the men's room? Did you notice that men were like, no, we don't want it? But the women said, yes, I think it's a great idea. Ladies, why are we doing this? We are constantly doing this. If you ever go online, you know who really supports the trans community? Women, constantly. The makeup artists, like the trans makeup artists and everything, I always notice, if you look at their videos and you look at the comment section, it's women. It's only women that are like, yeah, girlfriend, you look so good. Yeah, you know, and it's a guy with a beard and a wig on putting on blush. How does this man look good to you? Explain it to me like I'm five. We have got to stop supporting this. And I'm telling you, it is women every single time. It's us. Okay? Men are not with this nonsense. They're not with the shenanigans. It's kind of like, you know what we should say? Men, you guys should say this. You know how we say, my body, my choice? Men should say, my bathroom, my choice. Men should say, my bathroom, my choice. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I got Tariq in Ellicott City. Tariq, what do you think about tampons in the men's room?
Okay, well, I think the problem is stupidity reimagined. It never occurred to me that there would be stupidity like this. And what this demonstrates is unfairness to men. There need to be urinals in ladies' bathrooms. And you ask why? Well, for men who are in the process of transitioning, who identify as women but have not yet had their surgery, they need urinals. I want to see at least one urinal in every woman's bathroom. And not only that, but this type of legislation is unfair to dead people. Why is it unfair to dead people? Because there needs to be ventilation in graves.
Cemeteries
are putting dead bodies in graves without ventilation. This is not fair. And furthermore, there needs to be a curfew in cemeteries to diminish ghost activity at night. This is a problem that's destroying America, and it's evidence that stupidity has to be reimagined.
Tariq, how dare you do that to us? We do not want any urinals in the women's room. I do not want to see that.
It's not up to you. Every man who's transitioning has a right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what? And look, there's probably somebody in Annapolis listening to you right now that's thinking, you know what? That's a great idea. Tariq.
And I want that curfew in graveyards.
Yeah, the ghost activity. We'll get right on that. Tariq, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, it is. It's that silly. It really is that silly. And again, when I go back and I go through, you know, the people that support this, and you know what I will say? Have we ever heard of, you know, any trans people saying how important it is? Because what is this suggesting? That there's a woman transitioning to a man? So she needs the tampons in the men's room? Is that what they're suggesting? Because I tell you what, you know, whether I'm at a ballpark or what have you, the women that dress like men, they're still going in the women's room, from what I can tell. Do you guys see something different? I don't know. I guess that's what it's for, right, Brian the producer? It's for the women that have transitioned, right? Because why else? Wait a minute. So, I'm confused. Okay, but yeah, so the men that have already transitioned, they're already in the ladies' room. And they don't need a tampon. So it's got to be for the women that have transitioned into men. They need the tampon. Right? Yeah, that's what it is. You know what? You guys weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got my friend on the phone, Romaine in Baltimore. Romaine, how crazy is this bill?
Hey, Kim, how you doing? That is the most ungodly, diabolical thing I ever heard of. They need to be ashamed of their evil, wicked, ugly self.
Well, Romaine, let me ask you this. Why would a woman introduce this? Does she think that there is so much concern about women transitioning and going into men's room? Because we don't even see women transitioning going into men's sports.
Exactly. And if they think want to be a man, think they can be a man. What they need was a tampon.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I would hope you would have your own equipment. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Right.
Romaine, this is just so crazy.
Kim, I just hope God help all of them with their insanity before they all fry in hell.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Romaine, hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. I mean, it really makes zero sense whatsoever. I got text messages coming in here, but it makes no sense. And you know what? I got a text here from my friend Pat McDonough. He says, you know, Baltimore City tried last year and backed away from putting women's menstrual products in men's bathrooms. Along comes Democrats with the tampons with the House Bill 941. And again, yes, it's Terry Hill out of Howard County. But here, you know, she's got a ton of co-sponsors on this. Thank you, Pat, for sending this over. Tiffany Alston, Delegate Charlotte Crutchfield, Chris Fair, Pamela Gazzone. So you see this? It's a bunch of women. A bunch of women are sitting around thinking about those that are transitioning. Ladies, we got to cut this out. We got to stop. We've got to stop. And you know what else I see when it comes to kids transitioning? Who's on the front line of that? Women. It's always the mom. Oh, my son is transitioning. Oh, my daughter's transitioning. It's always the mom. Stop. Okay? I don't understand it. I don't understand the thought process. I don't know if they're bored. You know, are you not having that much excitement as a housewife? I mean, you know, we've been doing this from the beginning of time. You know, other housewives, they figure out what to do with their time. Why are you doing this? Is it for attention? I don't get it, but we don't need it. And honestly, when you're thinking about the fact that there are not many women, maybe I'm wrong, but whenever I see like women that are dressed as boys, maybe they didn't is that still called transitioning? Well, what did they do? I guess they removed their breast, right? If they're transitioning on the other side. Because you can't get equipment put on, can you? I don't know how this works. I don't know. Brian, the producer, what did they do? No, they can't do that, right? No. Oh, my word. I apologize. Do you have any kids in the car? I am sorry. Kids, don't listen to this madness. I got some text messages to read here. Julie says, how in the world has society been reduced to debating whether we should put tampons in men's bathrooms? It's so completely ridiculous, not to mention a complete money waster. Shaking my head. Yeah, Julie, that's where we are. And it reminds me of, you know, here you've got the Democrat Party. They can't identify what a woman is, right? We've been down that road so many times. When we talk about illegal immigrants, illegals crossing the border, you know, illegally, they say that that's not a crime. But it's, well, then why is it illegal? I mean, I don't know how we're stuck on this stuff. Here's what I think. You guys want to know what I think? I'm a conspiracy theorist right now. I'm putting on my tinfoil hat. I think they do all of this nonsense to distract us from what else is going on. Because otherwise, why would you do such a thing? Right? To me, it's got to be a distraction. And when you look across the country, you see how organized Democrats are getting people in office, getting these crazy policies, you know, in place. We get stuck on the conversation of the craziest policies. And then meanwhile, on the side, they're moving in other crazy policies that just might not get that much attention. So maybe I'm falling into the trap by discussing this. But perhaps it's all one big distraction. I've got some other text messages here I want to read to you. Angela says, this is terrible in Maryland. All the electric bills and all the roads that are messed up. They're worried about putting tampons in men's bathrooms. I am a woman. I don't even want them in a woman's bathroom. I'll buy my own. Thanks. Yeah, Angela. Really? Because you know what? And you're a great point there. You don't. Why should we pay tax dollars into this situation? Because we go and buy our own anyway. I mean, why would we then want to pay a tax on this? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. And like I said, I don't recall seeing any in the women's bathroom. Just maybe that one time at M&T Bank Stadium. I'm trying to remember because I remember going in thinking, wow, this is nice. Right? Because they don't even have them at the airport. I'm at BWI all the time. They're not in the airport bathrooms. And in there, they got all the LED lights now on the mirrors. Have you seen that, Brian, producer? You got to go to the newer wing. Yeah, the southwest side. Yep, yep. Well, anyways, they've got, you know, stuff in there that's, like, been upgraded recently. And they didn't add any tampon dispensers there. Anyways, I got a text here. It says, this is from Becky. Someone probably already said this, but what happened to personal responsibility for having your own feminine hygiene products? Yeah, Becky, that used to be a thing. It's still a thing, honestly. But here we are. Here we are. I got a text here from Marty. Marty says, Kim, the science is the science. Unless that science involves a Y chromosome, a twig, and a pair of berries. You know what, Marty, with the jokes. All right, we'll leave it right here. I wanted to bring that to your attention, not for any specific reason, I guess just to say how ridiculous this is. But, you know, to put on top of it that it might cost money. And guess what? I guarantee you, this is going to pass the House. Now, what will our senators do? I don't know. But you best believe I'm going to start texting a few of them now on the left. And I'm going to ask that they do not vote for this bill. All right, we get back. You know, President Trump was in the White House yesterday, and he made a very funny joke. You might have already seen the clip, but he was speaking with the Prime Minister of Japan, and I wanted to share it with you. Stay right there.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Previously on Casey and Company.
Governor Warren saying that he does not answer to the Democrat Party. He basically says he doesn't answer to the Democrat.
I don't answer party bosses. I answer to the only people who made me the governor of Maryland, which is the people of Maryland.
He said that with a straight face. He is doing the bidding of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer on the redistricting, trying to eliminate Republican representation here with Andy Harris's seat.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good laugh there, right? Tampons and men's bathrooms. Why not? Here we are. I got a good text here from my friend Fran in the text line. She says, who is getting the vending job to put these in the bathroom? Do you think there might be a little bit of a kickback? You know what, Fran? I guarantee it. And don't forget, in the state of Maryland, we have the vending tax. So those tampons will be taxed as well. You know, this state is so upside down. I really am going to look into whether or not I can identify as a Delaware resident. I mean, why not at this point? Right? I don't want to go towards Virginia. That's going to be a mess with Abigail Spamberger. West Virginia is not too bad. But Delaware, you know what? I feel more of like a Delaware resident, I think. Rehoboth is there. It's a beautiful area over there. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look into that. Because being here as a Maryland resident, it just financially doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for me. Don't know about you guys. All right, I wanted to share this with you because President Trump, you know, he's the king of all kings when it comes to being funny, right? He tells some good jokes, and then sometimes he's unintentionally funny. Well, this joke made waves on social media yesterday. So much so, even Fox 45 posted the clip I saw. Because it's good. It's a good one. And again, you had President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan in the Oval Office yesterday. And there was a reporter there, also from Japan, asking basically why didn't he let them in on the fact that he was planning to attack Iran. Take a listen to that exchange.
Why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran. So we are very confused about the Japanese system.
Well, one thing you don't want to signal too much, you know, when we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right? He's asking me, do you believe in surprise? I think much more so than us. And we had to surprise him, and we did. And because of that surprise, we knocked out, the first 2 days, we probably knocked out 50% of what we, and much more than we anticipated doing. So if I go and tell everybody about it, there's no longer a surprise, right?
Wow. And if you heard there, just so you guys know, if you didn't see the video, so you've got the prime minister, you know, she's sitting next to him, and then you got all these journalists in there, and they're traveling with the prime minister, right? And so it's funny because he says that, and then, you know, they laugh at first, and then it's clear they realize what he said. Then it's like, they're like, what a savage thing to say. Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Well, anyways, if you can imagine, Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., oh my God, they're on X and they are laughing hard about this. They keep posting the clip. And it's like, you know, Eric Trump, he's like, that's my dad. That's my dad. And, of course, you have some people on the left that were very upset about it. But, you know, if you saw the video, the prime minister of Japan, she was very happy to be at the White House yesterday. And they were taking pictures together. He even walked her down the hallway where they have pictures of the past presidents. And she was laughing at the auto pen as he was explaining to her why it was there. Oh, man. All right. Stay right there. Coming up next. Of course, we got much more to talk about. Even drama surrounding that ABC show, The Bachelorette. Stay right there.
If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orasine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. Rescue Orasine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts, get outside more, and stay consistent with your fitness goals. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orasine and get one free. Or call a product consultant today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orasine at res-q.com. Use the code MYENERGY today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Spoken like a true terrorist, Iran's military is warning that parks, recreational areas, and tourist destinations worldwide will not be safe for enemies of the Islamic Republic. Quoting an unnamed official, the AP reports the U.S. will be deploying 3 more warships, roughly 2,500 more Marines, to the Middle East. President Trump says before the war, advisors had warned him of higher energy prices.
They said, you know, if we do that, oil prices will go up, the economy will go down a little bit. I thought it would be worse, much worse, actually. I thought there was a chance it could be much worse. It's not bad. And it's going to be over with pretty soon.
Prices of the gas pump have risen another 3 cents since yesterday. AAA's national average, $3.91 a gallon. The U.S. Mint is gearing up to produce a Trump commemorative coin, and naturally it's going to be a gold coin.
A federal arts commission stacked with Trump supporters who were appointed by him earlier this year approved the final design for a 24-karat gold commemorative coin bearing Donald Trump's image. Federal law says no living president can appear on U.S. currency, but an official at the Mint said the Treasury Secretary has authority to authorize the minting. The coin will be released in connection with America's 250th birthday this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Extreme heat continues gripping the Southwest as spring arrives today. The intense heat expected to persist right through the weekend. He was a martial arts grand master and a TV and movie action star. Chuck Norris has died. He was 86. His family says Norris died yesterday. It's described as a sudden passing. Stocks are in the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down 268 points. The Nasdaq off 290 points. And the S&P trading 61 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that city police are investigating a Thursday night murder in Southwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2600 block of Wilkins Avenue shortly after 9:30 p.m., where they found the victim lying on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds. The 50-year-old man was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are trying to locate a suspect and determine a motive. A man is injured following a Thursday afternoon shooting in Towson. Police found the victim in the 900 block of Southerly Road at around 3:30 p.m., and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police have not released information on the extent of the man's injuries or his condition. Investigators say the shooting appeared to be an isolated incident. And the reward for information on last year's shooting death of a Baltimore 14-year-old now stands at $8,000. Michael Hitchens, the third, was gunned down in the 2500 block of Washington Boulevard in the Morrell Park neighborhood on December 13th. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Let the madness begin, and so it did in Portland, Oregon. In a call that was just as exciting as the result, Griffin Wright had it on student-run High Point University Radio as the 12-seeded Panthers take down number 5 Wisconsin 83-82 and move on, as Griffin said, to the round of 32. And then last night, a shocker of equal proportions in Greenville, North Carolina.
A long toss by Stevenson, the catch, Tayshar, that's it!
Ian Eagle and the great Bill Raftery had the call on CBS. 11-seeded VCU erasing a 19-point second-half deficit, ties it in regulation. They win it in overtime, 82-78. Meanwhile, March Madness almost got the nation's number one team.
Tony's jumper is off, and that's it.
first round. Ian Eagle again with the call on CBS. The Duke Blue Devils overcome an 11-point halftime deficit and finally take the lead with just 4:25 to play. And they survive Siena 71-65. Cameron Boozer, a man among boys, with 22-13, while Father Carlo sat in the front row. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Orioles catcher looks primed for opening day. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We officially kick off spring today, and it's actually going to feel like it. Mostly cloudy and warmer with highs headed for the mid-60s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, sending us some rain tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
49 degrees in Bel Air, 49 in Edgemere, and 51 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timcal Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy first day of spring. Yes. Starting to get a little better outside. But you know what happens then? That it's allergy season. You know what? We're just going to think of the positive. I did see, as I mentioned, the cherry blossoms, even though I'm very allergic to cherry blossoms. I did see some of the videos and pictures down in D.C. I actually did not go down there at all this week, so that was great. But it looks like they are all in bloom, and it really is a beautiful sight. It really is. Quite gorgeous. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? At least started the show, we talked about Dan Bongino's latest podcast episode where he unleashed. Yes, he went in on Joe Kent and his interview with Tucker Carlson on his podcast. Because Joe Kent made a lot of different comments about whether it was Charlie Kirk, the war in Iran. And, you know, he was former director of counterterrorism. And Dan Bongino was just very upset on the way that he was handling his resignation. And he was pointing out different areas of the interview where he thought that Joe Kent wasn't being so truthful. Now, I said on my side, I don't know if he's being truthful or not. I'm not Dan Bongino. I don't have an inside in the U.S. government. I have no idea what's going on. But I did believe that Joe Kent, knowing what kind of position he was in with this administration, he wasn't very forthcoming with any of the details, but he was implying so many different things where it kind of just kind of, you know, it fuels more conspiracy. And I thought, well, this is a guy that was in a position where he can really just lay down the facts or just be quiet altogether, right? Because I was thinking, kind of like Dan Bongino, if you remember when he left his post as the deputy there, the deputy director at the FBI, he didn't really say much afterwards. Now, of course, he wanted to wait, I'm sure, to get on his own podcast to get the ratings himself, right? Because, you know, he is the exclusive. But at the same time, there were some weeks that went by, and I took a guess. I was just thinking possibly because he has to figure out how much he can say and what he can't say. And you would think that that's what Joe Kent had to do as well. But within hours, he was already booked to be on with Tucker Carlson. And I just found that to be quite interesting, you know, considering the position he was in and considering the fact that he was, you know, in charge of a lot of classified information. So anyways, we'll keep our eye on that. But with that, you had the question of the day at WCBM.com. I want to go back over here to see what you all are saying, because the question of the day is, why do you believe Joe Kent resigned from the Trump administration? And you have three choices. He disagrees with the attack on Iran. because of his FBI investigation that we found out about, which predates the attack on Iran, or both. Maybe you think, you know, both could be true in this situation, which is a possibility. Right now, 54% of you believe that he left the administration because of the FBI investigation. 16% of you believe it's because he disagrees with the attack on Iran. And 30% of you believe it's due to both. Interesting. All right, before we leave today, I'm going to give my thoughts on it. I won't do it just yet because I do want you guys to weigh in on it. Before the break, we were talking about the bill requiring tampons in men's bathrooms. And I got an interesting text message here from Daniel, Danny D., formerly of Baltimore City. He says, "Good morning, Kim. Only a delusional-minded person thinks that tampons are needed in men's restrooms. The legislator who's proposing this bill is delusional." Sad, sad commentary. You know what's interesting, Danny, is the fact that Terry Hill, and I actually met her on a couple of different occasions. The last time I saw Terry Hill, she was in Annapolis, obviously, at the State House, and she was testifying on a bill right before I testified on the bill with the scalping cooling caps with Delegate Latoya Congolo. I posted a video. I told you guys that I was up there to testify, which would help women, you know, losing their hair during chemotherapy and all these other things. And she was testifying on a bill right before that bill was called. And so, of course, I said hello and she said hi and everything like that. But she's always been very pleasant, very sweet. I believe she knows who I am. There are some people that know who I am that gives me the cold shoulder, if you can imagine. If you can imagine, they don't want to say hello at all, right? They actually sneer when they see me. They're like, oh, there she is. What is she doing here? But, you know, Delegate Terry Hill, she's never been that way. She always smiles and says hello. And if you go to her website, it's been all over the place. If you go to her website and you learn a little bit more about her, she's also not one of these crazy left liberals either. But you would think so reading about the bill, right? Tampons in men's rooms. Well, I also let you know, in case you didn't know, she's also a doctor. She's a physician. She has her own private practice in Howard County. She's no dummy. She attended Harvard University. When it comes to, you know, she did comment on the Unite the Right rally. Remember all that stuff that happened in Charlottesville? It wasn't that she's been protesting with Black Lives Matter. She didn't do all that stuff. Now, she is on the left, right? She does, you know, toe the line for the most part. But she's not this crazy left, oh, you know, well, I'm trying to think about, you know, who's so crazy. Like David Moon, right? David Moon out of Montgomery County, to me, he is just crazy left. He hates ICE. He hates law and order. He's just insane, right? But Terry Hill, she's not that extreme. And so I'm actually surprised that she sponsored this bill. And as Pat McDonough pointed out, again, thank you, Pat, for sending it over, a ton of co-sponsors on this. But it doesn't really make sense considering who Terry Hill is. I mean, if anybody knows that, you know, there shouldn't be tampons in a men's bathroom, it should be a doctor, right? You would think a physician could make that call. But here you have one, and very well educated. As I mentioned, she went to Harvard. She has a bachelor's degree in bioelectric engineering, and then she also went to Columbia and did a residency there. I mean, this isn't some, you know, this is a very intelligent woman. So again, Delegate Terry Hill, she's the one sponsoring this bill for tampons in men's bathrooms. Kind of wild. Kind of wild. And those are things that we were discussing. We also spoke to Senator Justin Reedy, by the way, and we were talking really about the budget. We were talking about the possibility of a gas tax holiday. If you missed the interview, it sounded to me that, you know, Democrats most likely won't agree with giving us about 30 or so days without the gas tax as oil continues to rise. And Senator Reedy pointed out, it sounded like, you know, Trump is the one to blame here, and that's, you know, something that they want to harp on in Annapolis. And, you know, Governor Westmore loves pointing the finger at Trump. So, you know, in spite of Trump, of course, we won't save that money at the pump. And so, you know, it sounds to me that they're going to try to push it, but it doesn't sound like they're going to be able to get it through. Also to Esther, in the text line, you asked me about the show and the archives here. It's a technical issue, and they're trying to get a handle on it now. So I did receive an email back on that. So hopefully we'll have it up soon. I saw the last show was uploaded on Friday of last week. So hopefully we'll get it up there. So thank you for looking into it. Thank you for wanting to listen to more of the show. And don't forget, you know, you can always share those shows with your crazy liberal friends. I'm sure they would love it. Right? All right. Before we move on here, you might have heard also James Comey, he was handed a subpoena yesterday. We'll get to that, to those details as well. But I'll go ahead and take the callers here. I got William and Cardi. Hey, William.
Hey, Kim. How you doing? I was listening to your report on that Lady Hill about being a physician and all.
Yeah, yep.
And then you were talking about radicalism and everything else. So I put my aluminum tinfoil hat on. I use Reynolds wrap usually.
That's some good tinfoil.
On this stuff. All right. So you think because she put that policy up because of the radical group would make her look more reasonable instead of being radical? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So maybe she's just—it's kind of like virtue signaling.
That's one point of view. How look at it?
Yeah, that's kind of like virtue signaling. Yeah, and, you know, it's a possibility, William, because so many in Annapolis are so far left these days. There's very right. few moderates, so that could be.
And then she's the mellow one, but yet she's a radical in the way they think. But she's smooth. You know what I'm saying? Just like Wes Moore, when them type smooths in. In her own personality, of her characteristic, of her style.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a possibility, William. That's definitely, but maybe you know what? That's a good question. I will look during the break and see if she has any primary opponents.
All right,
she might have a
question.
Yeah, she might have a primary opponent.
Hey, remember Tariq?
What is it called?
Remember the guy? What's his name?
Oh, Tariq, and yeah, in Ellicott City. Yep.
Yeah, I'll tell him I second that motion. What he just said.
No, there are not going to be any urinals in the women's restrooms, William.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know where tampons came from?
Cotton. Yeah.
No. They use them in Vietnam War at the end to plug up holes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because it absorbed, and then they made tampons out of them.
I did not know that. I don't know about
that
one.
That's the story I heard from a veteran.
Well, yeah. Thank you, William. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you. Thank you for being on the air, Kim.
No, thank you for listening. Thank you, William. I appreciate you. Oh, man. If there is somebody in Annapolis and they come up with a bill to put a urinal in the women's room, okay, William, Tariq, we are going to really, I mean, we're going to get in a fight. Okay? We're going to get in a fight. I do not want to look at that. I do not want to look at that. All I can think is how gross, how dirty. Oh my gosh. Look at now I'm thinking about it. See, we got to talk about something else. All right, we are going to talk about something else. I don't know if you guys heard, but James Comey was handed a subpoena. And CNN, I do have some sound here from CNN, but CNN doesn't like the fact that James Comey was handed a subpoena. You can actually hear that. Take a listen.
Axios reporting that former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, has been subpoenaed in a wide-ranging grand conspiracy case against the ex-officials who investigated and some who would go on to prosecute Donald Trump. That's according to two sources with knowledge of that situation. The subpoena for Jim Comey was reportedly issued last week and relates to his alleged role in the drafting of a January 2017 intelligence community assessment concerning Russia's election interference that favored Donald Trump. This so-called grand conspiracy case is based in the Southern District of Florida. And it relies on the belief that officials who worked for President Barack Obama and later Joe Biden broke the law back then before they knew who would win the 2016 election to try to undermine Donald Trump from his 2016 election through his federal indictments in 2023. It sounds bat bleep crazy.
And there's Nicole Wallace on CNN. It doesn't sound bat bleep crazy, actually. We all know that the Steele dossier was a fake and a phony, and a lot of what they said with the Russian collusion hoax was very fraudulent, and it was orchestrated. right? You had Mr. Peter Strzok, right? Wasn't he fired immediately following it? You had Lisa Page. They had text messages back and forth. Oh, Trump's not going to win, is he? No, we'll make sure of it. We did find out. And look, Barack Obama hasn't denied spying on the Trump campaign, right? He hasn't denied it. Come on, Nicole Wallace. Come on. See, look, when it comes to these investigations, the Epstein one, I don't think they're going anywhere with it. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein is dead. They're not going anywhere with that. I'm just giving you my take on it. That's my opinion. No, you will not see any arrest. So if you think you're going to see somebody taken out in handcuffs like Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, it's not going to happen. Let's be honest. But when it comes to some of these players and these characters, James Comey and friends, that pushed this whole Russian collusion situation, I don't know. I don't know. I would love to see somebody held accountable for all that. Don't forget, remember when they found all those emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop? Remember that? Because Uma Abedin, his former wife, who's now married to Alex Soros, George Soros' son, she was Hillary Clinton's assistant. And for some strange reason, on Anthony Weiner's laptop, her ex-husband's laptop, they had emails, and they were discussing, again, the Steele dossier and all the people that were involved in all of this. The whole thing is, honestly, election interference at the very least. And I would love to see somebody held accountable. All right, we get back. I told you yesterday I wanted to just fill you in on Mamdani and the housing idea that he has there for New York City residents. And then we are going to get into that drama surrounding the ABC's Bachelorette. I pushed it back towards the end of the show because I know some people will probably be like, I don't want to hear about this. But if you do, if you want to hear about it, you know, and just kind of listen, because this is the top story that has been trending across the country. So stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amanda Young, gerontologist and CEO of Wesley Secure Care. And one thing I hear all the time is, I'm healthy. I'll never need long-term care. The truth is, planning early keeps you independent longer, and we make it simple. So before you tell me you'll never need help, let's at least make sure that's a choice and not a surprise. Learn more about how Wesley Secure Care can help you plan smart and stay at home. Visit WesleySecureCare.org today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., we demonstrate every show what we believe a professional wealth advisor should do for you. You cannot afford to miss Money, Riches, and Wealth each Wednesday night at 6 p.m.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Of course, a lot of people talking online right now about the fact that Chuck Norris has passed away. Very sad indeed. Very sad. Now, the only reason, you guys know, I'm the only girl. I've got brothers. So, of course, I've seen a few Chuck Norris movies in my time. I never got to choose what was playing on television. I was always outnumbered. You know what? Why would my parents do something about that? I mean, they knew that I would never win. I mean, it was... they knew that, and they never intervened. I'm going to call my mom when I get off the show today, actually. I'm going to ask her about that. Well, anyways, very sad indeed. Condolences to Chuck Norris's family and friends. And I'm sure we'll get more details on what happened. I guess they were saying earlier, right, Brian, the producer, he had a medical emergency.
Then we found out, saw the reports where he passed away. I do have a couple of text messages here. Let's see, a couple of them sound like, let's see, Ron says, Kim, it sounds like Delegate Terry Hill is educated beyond her intelligence. Or an overeducated dumb you-know-what. I said what I said. Yeah, Ron, it's interesting. Like I said, she's not, she's a churchgoer, right? I mean, it's like, she's not that kind of, like, out there, quote-unquote, progressive. Like, we're not talking about, like, an AOC, you know what I mean? This is somebody that I would have, you know, if you look back, I'm sure she would have been just a moderate Democrat before the crazy liberals took over the party maybe, 15 or so years ago. But now to hear, to see this, to introduce a bill to put tampons in men's rooms, and she's a physician, I can't imagine why she would do such a thing. And like I said, this is a church-going, older black woman. Like, you just don't expect this. You don't expect this. All right. Ken sends in a text, says, good morning, Kim. How can we start a GoFundMe for the TSA workers? Yeah, Ken. I mean, this is talking about another sad situation. The Democrats holding this up. Look, there's so many. This is why we got to start working together. I know everybody wants to score points here and score points there. And I know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm over it. I'm over it. You're really affecting real people and their lives. A lot of those TSA workers haven't been paid since Valentine's Day. Here we are coming up on Easter. I mean, it really is ridiculous. Ken, a great question. I don't know how it would get to the TSA workers, but, hopefully they do something soon. All right. I did want to tell you guys about what Mom Donnie posted a couple days ago, which I really thought, wow, this is, I hope it doesn't make it down to Maryland. But here's his post. It says, if you own a home with a basement, attic, or backyard, chances are you've thought about using it to earn a little extra income or as space for a loved one. Again, Zorhan Mamdani. We want to make it easy and affordable as possible for you to do that. New York City recently legalized ADUs, but for too many New Yorkers, they're still tied up in bureaucracy and expense, and we're going to fix that. Mamdani says our new toolkit at newyorkcity.gov includes a pre-approved building plan and a financing calculator so you can get right to the building. If we want New York to remain a city for everyone, we have to make it easier for homeowners to stay here, and ADU for you will do just that. Well, well, well. What does that sound like to you? Sounds like a money grab, doesn't it? So here's my response. I said, so wait a minute. Meanwhile, why is this even regulated in the first place? How many people in the state of Maryland rent out their basements or what have you? Already, they do, right? You rent them out already. Well, anyways, I said, so here's the situation. You want to be able to reassess the property and charge them more property taxes. Incredible, Zorhan. Meanwhile, all of these young people are on this post saying how great of an idea this is. How do they not see what's going on? We have got to do a better job educating our young people because they don't get it. Of course, there was somebody that wrote under my comment. He says, now imagine when they go in default on their property taxes. Then the mayor owns your house. Yeah. Anyways, Zorhan Mamdani, if you want to take a look at it, he posted on his social media pages. This was on March 18th, 2 days ago. Check it out if you want. But that's what's going on there. These young people in New York, they better wake up and wake up fast. All right, coming up next, what's going on ABC? I'll tell you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Iranian military is warning that parks, recreational areas, and tourist destinations worldwide will not be safe for enemies of the Islamic Republic. Quoting an unnamed official, the AP reports the U.S. is deploying 3 more warships and roughly 2,500 more Marines to the Middle East. President Trump says before the war, advisors had warned him of higher energy prices, but he says he thought the price spikes would be even more severe, adding that the war will be over soon. The Pentagon is asking Congress for another $200 billion to fund Operation Epic Fury. Martial arts grandmaster and TV and movie star Chuck Norris has died. He was 86 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 268 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How about this for a little change of pace? At the Trey Hendrickson press conference.
I'm excited to go to OTAs, right? Like, I'm excited to be at training camp. Like, I'm a football player. I like to put my hand in the dirt. I like the smell of the grass. I like my cleats sweaty when I come in from a hard training camp practice. Like, that's what I built my brand on.
Wait, what? A player saying he actually digs practice? I wonder if Lamar will dig the OTAs as well. A lot of Orioles baseball to recap from yesterday, and with only 2 games left in sunny Florida, looks like at least one bird's ready to head north.
This ball's muscled into right field, was up and in, and Masayo takes it up and out! Samuel Masayo is ready for opening day.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mass, and Samuel Masayo, come on down. A pair of homers for the $67 million man, powering the Orioles to a 5-2 win last night over the Pirates. Trevor Rogers looks ready as well. 5 1/3 of 2-run ball, 7 hits, and 7 strikeouts. Now that was the nightcap. Daytime baseball had the birds lining up in Tampa against the Yankees.
3-2. Drill deep to left field. Will this one stay fair? It will. 2-run blast for Colby Mayo.
Call on the Yes Network New York as Mayo continues to hit. His second spring homer, 11th and 12th runs driven in, but the Yanks score 1 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th. They beat the Orioles 5-4 was the final. And finally, stop me if you've heard this one before. Angels pitcher and former Oriole Grayson Rodriguez may start the season on the injured list. A dead arm is the culprit, according to manager Kurt Suzuki. Coming up in 30 minutes, March Madness lives up to its billing. And that is Stein on Sports.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is finally feeling like spring. As we kick off spring today, turning mostly cloudy with highs headed into the upper 60s, so nice and mild. Next weather maker moves in tonight with some rain, even some isolated storms, as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. The good news is the rain is out of here for the start of the weekend, and the sunshine is back. Temperatures in the mid-60s on Saturday, low 70s by Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist A.B. Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right. Christopher in Canesville, he says, yes, Kobe got served. Now it's on. And now it's on. We'll see what happens. I'm still sitting here. You guys know, happy Friday to all of you out there. Hopefully your day's going well so far. I do hope that you have a great weekend planned, even if it's just kind of doing chores and, you know, housework and, you know, get outside. It's the first day of spring. Touch some grass if you can. I was just thinking, how do I know if Olivia's okay? I mean, it's killing me. Just so you guys know, this is killing me. I don't know. How do you deal with the empty nesting situation? I can't do it. I cannot do this. And look, she's only 9 years old. In case you're just joining us in this conversation, they did this big field trip today. So, you know, they went to New York City to see the Statue of Liberty, and they went to see Ellis Island. And I, you know, there's no way for me to contact her, and I don't know if she's okay. And it's 11:36. I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure she's fine. It's such a long trip. I don't really truly know the people that have her. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part that gets me. All right, I'm going to calm down. Brian, would you say once you go through the teenage years, you'll look forward to becoming an empty nester? Yeah. You know what? You're probably right, especially with Olivia. She's already, I mean, her personality. Yeah, she's going to give me quite a run for my money. I can already tell. All right, I will relax. You know what? A happy birthday to Barron Trump. Did you know that? Barron Trump is 20 years old today. What is he, like 16 or something? How tall is that kid? He's so tall. Anyways, 20 years old. I did want to get into the story out of ABC. And it's something that's going viral. Now, just so you guys know, I don't actually tune into The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. Okay? I don't watch either one of these shows. But because there's so much controversy and so much drama with The Bachelorette this season, and the Bachelorette, her name is Taylor Frankie Paul, okay? And she was on a reality show with the Mormon wives. Apparently, there's a reality show with all these Mormon women, and it takes place out in Utah. And apparently, this Taylor Frankie Paul, very popular. But on this reality show with the Mormon wives, apparently, some of the couples were swingers. Well, it comes to find out, and look, I had to get all this backstory, okay? This is the research that I had to do for the show. Comes to find out, apparently, Taylor and another one of the husbands, they were swinging, but they broke the rules, and they were swinging together without their partner. And so, Taylor's husband, obviously, divorced her. They had two kids, and I don't know. I guess that didn't break Taylor's stride, because then she ended up with this boyfriend named Dakota pretty quickly. And she and the boyfriend Dakota had a son. And I love the name of the son, by the way. So cute. Ever. How cute is that? Ever. My daughter, Olivia, she has a friend play soccer with. Her name is Everly. So cute. I love it. Anyways. All right. I know. Got sidetracked. But yeah, so they have a son named Ever. And, you know, apparently they broke up. And it was a nasty breakup where I guess they're very, you know, it's one of those toxic relationships. They're constantly fighting, getting back together, fighting, getting back together. You know, when I see stuff like that, I just think of, like, there's a maturity level that just isn't there, right? But at this point, this is a mother of three. So you got to grow up. I mean, you can't do this. And not only that, you got kids involved. So the last thing you want is, you know, men in and out of your life, right, with your children. You would think. Anyways, everybody's different, I guess. You know what? These new kids today, I don't get it. I don't get it. So Taylor Frankie Paul, I guess she breaks up with this Dakota. They do have this young son, Ever. But then she's just, like, she's a viral sensation, okay? There's a lot of people that hate her, and they love to hate her. And so she's got this huge following on social media, and the Bachelorette in ABC, this is ABC's show, they choose Taylor Frankie Paul to be the Bachelorette. Now, what's interesting enough, as you know, in 2023, apparently Dakota, and that's her ex-boyfriend, and Taylor, they got into a big fight where the police were called. But they all knew about this because they talked about it on the reality show, The Mormon Wives. So everybody knew about this video. And they've already talked about it. They saw the body cam footage of it. So they knew that it was out there. And apparently, you know, Taylor was arrested at that time. She was the aggressor, right? This is according to the police report. They, you know, handcuffed her, took her away. But at that time, I guess you didn't see the cell phone video that Dakota, the boyfriend, had. You did see the police cam video. you know, the body cam footage, but they arrived as the fight was ending. So now you have the video of the fight as it's happening. And this gives a different perspective that I don't think anybody could truly understand. You see the police report, but now you see it all in action. Now, this is a very short clip of it. TMZ, it's on YouTube, it's everywhere if you want to see the full video. Not exactly necessary, but, you know, you can take a look at it if you like. But I sent over the clip that Tommy Lahren from Fox News, she was the one weighing in on it. And I guess she's somebody that watches these shows all the time. And she's very upset with the fact that ABC, knowing about this incident, because Taylor was arrested, they went to trial for it. They saw the body cam footage from the police officer. And so ABC still had her, even after all of that, as a bachelorette. Well, now, as of yesterday, the video dropped from Dakota's cell phone, and it has changed everything. Take a listen to Tommy Lahren explaining a little bit about what's going on with the video as it's playing.
Oh! Oh, my God. Your daughter is...
A lot of controversy
here.
Going on right now for ABC and Hulu, because in the video obtained by TMZ here, you see their new bachelorette, Taylor Frankie Paul, seemingly attacking her baby daddy, throwing a stool that allegedly also hit Taylor's daughter. Now listen, I don't advocate for the cancellation of anybody. I don't like cancel culture. But I think that it deserves to be said that ABC and The Bachelor specifically got rid of their old host Chris Harrison back in 2020 because in an interview he seemingly asked for compassion and mercy for a Bachelor contestant who at one point attended an antebellum plantation themed party. So that wasn't okay, but this?
All right. So that's Tommy Lahren. As you can hear in the background, it's the cell phone video for, you know, Dakota. Now, of course, Taylor, Frankie Paul, and her publicist, they're saying that Dakota released this video to get back at her because he's angry with her. Okay? That's a possibility. Obviously, it's his cell phone video. So he could have, yeah, that could have been him that sent it over to TMZ for sure. But that doesn't negate the fact that this video is absolutely awful. You could kind of hear it in the background. But what you see there is Taylor Frankie Paul. She's very drunk, and she talked about it with the police officer. That's on the body cam footage. Very drunk. She had a girls' night out. She came home, and apparently her kids were there with a babysitter, which happens to be her niece. So Dakota, he meets her at her house after girls' night, I guess. And so he comes over there, and apparently, according to Dakota, she was drunk. He gets there, and they get into an argument in the garage. And she climbs on the top of his truck and starts jumping up and down on his pickup truck, to dent the hood of it. Well, anyways, he then pushes her off the truck. And that's when, I guess, all hell broke loose. So he pushes her off the truck. She fell. And according to the police report and you know, both Dakota and Taylor, by the time they get in the house, they are still fighting, right? They're screaming. At this point, the niece apparently put the two kids to bed. Now, the baby was in his crib somewhere, but she has two kids with the other father as well. The baby was up there upstairs in the baby crib. And then you've got the other son, I don't know his name, he was upstairs in his bedroom as well. But the daughter that she shares with the ex-husband, she was asleep on the couch. And because of when they came in the garage, I don't think Taylor knew that the daughter was on the couch. So they're fighting there in the kitchen / living room area. It's like an open concept. And they're fighting, and he pulls out, obviously he's got a cell phone going, and she's like punching him and all this other stuff. And he's like trying to push her off of him. He actually never swung at her. He's kind of like defending himself, and he's got the cell phone rolling, but he never swings at her. Well, anyways, she gets tired, I guess, of trying to hit him with her hands. So she goes in the kitchen and picks up, they have these metal bar stools, and she starts like hurling the bar stools at Dakota. And she hits him with the first stool. The second stool she throws, and all this is on camera, he actually puts his arm up and blocks it. Well, while he blocked it, that stool bounces off of his arm and hits the daughter. The daughter wakes up on the couch screaming. Dakota, the boyfriend, said, saying, "Hey, go. The stool just hit your daughter. Go to your daughter. She's screaming, "Mommy, mommy, mommy." Taylor, Frankie, Paul. This is the part that's so disturbing. She doesn't go check on her daughter. She goes back over to Dakota and continues swinging on him. So anyways, after all was said and done, the daughter was in fact hit by the bar stool. She had a huge knot on her head, apparently. And in the recording of the video, you could see that it takes her a long time to even go and check on her daughter because she was so busy fighting Dakota. And so, yeah, after that, the police take her away. Here's my take on all this, because now ABC has officially canceled the show. But they were waiting to see how bad the backlash was going to be. So up until the video dropped on TMZ, and up until the very last minute last night, they finally said that the show was going to be canceled. Now, ABC and Hulu, they're going to lose millions of dollars on this show. Millions. But here's what I will say about ABC, because you guys know I went on The View, and I told you before how they were calling my campaign in 2020 over and over and over again, and we just didn't respond to whether or not I would have an appearance on The View. Well, finally, we said, all right, let's talk to the other side of, you know, of all the conversations. This is an audience I don't usually have. Who knows? Maybe we'll change somebody's mind and they'll vote for me. So we finally say, yes, I'll come on The View. Now, this is after the ABC producers have, when I say that they've been trying to contact us any way possible, we had multiple emails, all these phone calls. They were calling like PR people in DC to see if they could get a hold of me. I mean, it was clear. It was clear they were planning something. Okay. So we went into that interview already thinking that it was going to be an ambush. And so we were just kind of saying to each other, as long as I stick to the facts, as long as I stick to my platform and my message, everything should be fine, right? I'm not going to engage in all the fighting. We already know what they want. Well, I say this because this is what ABC does. This is how they keep the ratings going. People wonder, how is The View still going, right? Nobody likes them. You know, they have a terrible point of view. It's because of all those clips that go viral online. People do tune in to see what they're going to say next, like Whoopi Goldberg and friends, because they know it's going to be ridiculous and stupid. And they are fine with that. And that is why I said before, Savannah Chrisley, who was the guest host, I said they're setting her up. Savannah Chrisley went on to, remember she spoke at the RNC convention. What did she say there? She was going to run for office. Everybody was screaming, yeah, run for office, run for office. Now, Savannah Chrisley, they live in Georgia. In Georgia, if she was going to run for the Senate, as she said on that stage at the RNC, who would she run against? Either a John Ossoff or a Ralph Warnock. In a race between Savannah Chrisley and a John Ossoff, you know who's going to win in Georgia? Savannah Chrisley. The View couldn't wait to have her on and to make her look stupid. This is how they operate. And so when I saw this whole drama, you know, dropping around the Bachelorette program, I said, you know what? I bet you they did know about the cell phone video. And I bet they were hoping that it wouldn't come out before they at least start to air the show. Because if the video drops mid-season or towards the end of the season, then boom, the ratings are already there and they're going even higher. And so now ABC is, you know, trying to play this game like they had no idea how bad it was. But that's impossible. If you look at the police report, if you look at the trial, right there in the police report, the officer noted the daughter was obviously clearly hit with one of the stools. He could see at that point in time where there was a lump already starting to form. They even noted the son, not ever the baby, but the older son that belonged to the ex-husband. Apparently, he was in his bedroom throwing up when the cops went upstairs because he heard all the commotion. Now, the daughter at the time, just so you know, she was 6 years old. The son was around three. He was throwing up and he was so traumatized, they couldn't get him to calm down. That was in the police report. So I think the ABC did this, honestly, and I know for those that, you know, that you're more about politics, I understand you probably don't really care that much about this, but this is what I look at as far as this is what the media does, the mainstream media, this is what they do, and I am not shocked at all. I'm not shocked. I bet they knew exactly what it was. But you know what? Taylor Frankie Paul, she is a ratings queen. They love her. And it's crazy because they love to hate her in most cases. But still, she gets the eyeballs. Anyways, I feel bad for the kids. And, you know, all this that has come out, it should have never gotten this far. Think about all the kids. Now that you know all this stuff about even the kids that's involved in all this, you know, one day they're going to get older, right? They'll have to deal with this. And then also the ex-husband. Think about what he's been going through, right? Think about it. And so meanwhile, just so you know, that night with Dakota boyfriend and Taylor, you know, throwing the chairs, the police actually had to call the husband to come and pick the kids up, his kids up. Because they didn't know where they would go that night, and that Taylor was being arrested. So they had to call the husband to pick those kids up, but I guess Dakota took his son Ever with him. But what a nightmare, for sure. But again, ABC plays these games all the time. And as soon as they announced Savannah Chrisley as a guest host, I knew exactly what was going on. And she did. She did a terrible job. There were some days where she did okay. But you can tell a lot of the women, Joy Behar, Anna Navarro, they were ganging up on her. Sunny Houston, I knew it was going to happen. And she was on there as a guest host for the entire week. So is she going to run for the Senate anytime soon, Savannah Chrisley? I don't know. But they did that purposely, for sure. For sure. All right, we get back. Just a couple things I want to just note. And also I want to weigh in on the question of the day. So stay right there.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe in Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. As always, our unusual suspects, the one and only Mary Walter, Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, Christian Toto from Hollywood in Toto, plus great comedy from Jim Gossett, the only conservative talk show in America that features such things. Don't miss it. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. You know what that means. It is the last segment here on a Friday. Freaking Plastic Live, but don't go anywhere because Rob Carson is coming up next. And I do appreciate you guys tuning in every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. to 12 noon to Kim Plastic Live on WCBM 680. Of course, I'll be here on Monday. Like I said, I hope you guys do have a great weekend. Jim in the text line said, Kim, a sad day to hear about Chuck Norris passing away, but I thought another Chuck Norrisism. Before God created the earth in 7 days, he had to wait until Chuck Norris invented the calendar. R.I.P. Chuck Norris, a true inspiration. Thank you, Jim, for that. Let's see. Got a lot of people weighing in here. Ryan. Ryan in Bel Air. He says, Kim, you should have dropped an air tag in Olivia's book bag. You know what, Ryan? That's what I'll do next time. Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, yeah, I know. I got to let her live. I know. But it's hard for me. She's my one and only. All right. Let's see. I got another text here. It says, Kim, I went on a trip to Jamestown, Virginia when I was in elementary school. All went well. Thank you so much for that. I'm sure everything will be fine. It'll be fine. Another text says, wow, let's see how public relations is before we exercise moral judgment. Networks, Hollywood, all of it is pure evil. Yeah, Texter, I just know that, you know, when it comes to ABC, I put nothing past them because I've seen them in action personally, and I know exactly how they play this game, and I think they were hoping that video didn't come out because I guess it was supposed to air within the next week, within so many days. So they were hoping that that video would not hit before the actual show began. Ugh, I'm telling you, that's how they operate. All right, let's go to the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And a very simple question today, and I appreciate all of you weighing in. But I wanted to ask you, and I did ask you, why do you believe Joe Kent resigned from the Trump administration? Let's see, 53% of you said the FBI investigation. 34% of you say both the FBI investigation and he disagrees with the attack on Iran. And then 14% of you said because he disagrees with the attack on Iran, which he had in his resignation letter. Interesting enough, I said both. That was my response. I said both. I think, you know, the FBI investigation, even though, you know, it predates the attack on Iran, but I do think that it's there is a leaker situation. I do think that possibly he could have been leaking information to Tucker Carlson, and that's why he had so much information on his podcast for the past, you know, 6 months or so. We'll see what happens there. That's just me speculating. That's my opinion. All right. I have no facts to back that up. That's just my opinion on it. But I said both because I do think that he disagrees with the attack on Iran. I think, you know, he does have the same mindset and ideology as Tucker and Megyn Kelly and some of these others that believe that there was no imminent threat from Iran. And they believe that Israel is forcing our hand. And that's why we are currently in this war. And I do think that Joe Kent believes that. And so I did say both. I'm leaning more towards the FBI investigation, obviously, but I do think he feels that way about the attack in Iran. I do. And people were pointing out that his new girlfriend, apparently she's a huge Tucker Carlson fan, and she writes all these things on her social media as well. So I know somebody texted that in the show yesterday as well, and I did take a look at it just to kind of see what she was saying, and you are correct. Let's see. Anna says, Kim, Olivia's just fine. Jesus takes care of his own. Satan likes to take our joy away by giving us worry and fear. I know that you believe in God and Jesus, so have faith that I believe that he believes in you. And oh yeah, off a little faith, Jesus is with her at all times, your friend and neighbor, Middle River Anna. Thank you, Anna. I appreciate you. I know she's okay. She'll be fine. She gets back at 8 o'clock tonight, and I will be waiting to hear. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I hope you have a great weekend. And Brian, thank you for a great show, as always. I'll join all of you on Monday at 9 a.m.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.